is the Don and Mike Show. Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once per 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And hello again, everyone. I'm James Brown, and welcome to the Ford Fox NFL Sunday pregame show here in Los Angeles. And indeed, record-wise indeed, Jimmy. All right, folks, still efficient indeed. All right, folks, boy, they look awfully impressive indeed. And folks...
Folks, can you hear me, folks? Listen to me, Anthony. I got your head in a f***ing vice. Squash your f***ing head like a grapefruit if you don't give me a name. Don't make me have to do this, please. Come on. Don't make me be a bad guy. Come on. You, motherfucker, you believe this? Two days and nights. Me, you motherfucker, my mother. But you help me, motherfucker, you, huh? Oh, God. Give me the name.
Charlie M.
Charlie M. Oh. You make me pop your eye out of your head to protect that piece of Charlie M. You dumb motherfucker.
Kill me.
You motherfucker, you! Break me! Do him a favor!
Got you something to help you with the list. It's a quit smoking tape. Remember, number 102 harmed and possibly killed people with secondhand smoke.
Oh, yeah. Where'd you get it? It's got jelly on it.
I showed Catalina where the good yard sales are.
Ever since the first time Catalina cleaned our room, Randy's been making any excuse to spend time with her.
Hey, how much for this tape that helps you quit smoking?
40 cents.
How about 25?
35.
30?
32.
Deal. Hey, say Luke, I am your father.
Luke, I am your father.
This is Rip Taylor. I will be at the Metroliner tomorrow at 11 a.m. in Washington, D.C. for 2 days. Do not call me until noon because I will not be there. But call me. We can do something before the weekend is over. And we need to be interviewed. I'm only here for 2 days. Rip Taylor, you may have heard of me. I'll call you tomorrow around noon when I get in.
I like every square inch of my glorious naked body. I'm not dead yet.
Robert, angry mailman for the Don's and Mike Show.
If you're confused, get information or a pamphlet at most pharmacies or a health clinic. If you need help, see a doctor.
Hi, I'm Cameron Gray, Operations Director. Don't blame me.
I'm an Icelandic cowboy on my Icelandic pony. I travel around in the west. I know all the ways around Snæfells Nei. Cause that's where my baby stays. I've been to the east, I've been to the west, I've been to...
Look at here, son. I say, son, did you see that hawk after those hens? He scared them. That Rhode Island red turned white, then blue. Rhode Island, red, white, and blue. That's a joke, son. A flag waver.
Back then, drinking usually was a source of humor, especially on the Dick Van Dyke Show. Off camera, no one recognized a problem.
I don't ever recall him not showing up. I don't ever recall him getting surly or nasty. I mean, I'm sure you'll hear this, too. At certain times at around 5 o'clock, he would draw martini glasses on his script while we were having notes or something like that. But it never seemed to be an issue.
Unhand those fair barnyard flowers. What's going on? on here. Don't stand there with your beak open. Say something. Explain yourself. Your tongue's flapping, but no noise is coming out of your big mouth. Now get out and stay out. Scram, that is.
Larry, we need to talk.
It's over?
What's over?
Marriage?
Why would our marriage be over?
You said we need to talk.
Yeah, we need to talk about Marty Funkhauser's party.
Oh, okay. I thought... forget it.
I don't know. What'd you think?
Well, you know, you said we need to talk. Generally, when couples break up, that's how they introduce it. You know, we need to talk. So I just thought of it.
Why would you even think that?
Well, because women have broken up with me many times, and they've always introduced it with, we need to talk. So I'm just sort of conditioned for that response.
And when women broke up with you, did you light up like that?
Light up? Did I light up?
Oh, it's over?
You know, it could have been a defense mechanism. That's how I react to things. I go the other way, so I don't get hurt. I protect myself. You understand? What's what about the party?
Have you been thinking about this for a while?
No, not at all. No, of course not.
I had my experience in Gloucester, Massachusetts. That was tough. And since I got out of that, then I don't fear anything. There was a lawyer. I met him at the bar, and he invited me home. Then I was pretty young and not thinking of those things. And he invited me home, telling that he was living in a 300-year-old, very nice house that he bought also out of New England. But invited me for a drink, and as a sailor, I was always going for a glass of whiskey, more than less. And so we got down to him, and then he started to try to kiss me. And I said I just started to ask him about why don't you go with girls, rather? I asked him just because I knew I had to. We could say defend myself, but not without, you know, getting scared. And then we got into a heavy discussion on it all, and that turned out that he said, well, they are smelling so bad. And I never forget that. And then I found out and I learned in the night that his fiance was leaving, that he was going with a policeman in town, and when I left the house, I just left quietly. And I got out without any problems.
Don't hand those fair barnyard flowers. What's going on here? Don't stand there with your beak open. Say something. Explain yourself. Your tongue's flapping, but no noise is coming out of your big mouth. Now get out and stay out. Scram, that is.
Those local radio bad boys, Don and Mike, are back on the air, but it's not the same. It's not the same time. It's not the same station.
Many different things have happened to them. They are the ego hogs of Washington. Don and Mike, off the air for 2 months. Now they've jumped stations and switched times. Is our town ready for Don and Mike in the afternoon?
Today, we return to the airwaves after 2 months of living hell.
2 months ago, Don and Mike called in sick to their morning show on WAVA and haven't been heard from since until 2 this afternoon when they burst forth on a new station, WJFK, in a new time slot, 2 to 6 in the afternoon. In their 5.5 years together, they've made a lot of people really mad. Feminists hate them. They've had a couple of lawsuits.
That's right.
But they've also won loads of diehard fans who love their right-up-to-the-edge sense of humor.
Oh, nice man.
Is there bad blood between you guys and WAVA?
Us and Waver?
Oh, no! So how was today's first show? Well, they were nervous for the first 5 minutes or so, and then it seemed to be beard business as usual. Will anybody listen to Don and Mike in the afternoon? It took me a while to find somebody tuned in.
Anybody?
Oh, are you listening to Don and Mike?
No, Rush Limbo.
You're listening to Rush Limbo, not Don and Mike?
Yeah, WML.
But hey, this is just the first day.
You listened to them before?
Yeah. When they were on 105?
Yeah.
Listen to them.
Detect any difference?
You're acting crazy now, ain't you? We're just kidding.
Don and Mike, they're on 2 to 6 on WJFK 106.7. Tonight, I will take the high road and report on the retirement of a man who has influenced every news broadcast for the better in our town. So watch that at 11.
it should be
good. And I think they're going to have a good run in the afternoon, actually.
Yeah, well, they're not going to be able to call people up and wake them up anymore, which is becoming a nasty habit of theirs.
Do I detect? But they woke you up.
Yes,
time,
they did, yes.
You like having those headphones on, didn't you?
Just for a little while, yeah.
You like radio, don't you?
I like radio.
Is there anybody who doesn't
right?
like radio?
That's right.
Yeah.
You know, it was fun. I'm glad for them. We'll see.
Well, so much for radio. This is TV, folks, and the NBC Nightly News on television coming up next.
And we'll see you at 11. Have a good evening.
That's how you do it.
Rob, Speedwack, I hate you. I hate your big, fat, bald, head ass.
And so you see, the new world is inevitable.
It's what?
Inevitable.
One more time?
Inevitable! Things are inevitably going to change!
Okay. Michael, you're on the air. Hi, God bless you.
Hey, how are you? Sorry, you just caught me in the middle of making a nice egg salad.
Ooh.
Hold on.
Egg salad is good.
Yeah.
I like egg salad.
Listen, I want to compliment you guys on the show. Tell me, there's a show that I've heard when I was in Washington, D.C. It was a show called Jew to Jew. Do you guys know those guys? It's Dr. Ronald Goldstein and Michael Goodman, attorney at law. They have a similar show to yours. I don't know if you're familiar with it.
No, but
I like both shows. I think the four of you should get together.
I'm happy to hear that there's another show like ours. That's great. Jew to the Jew. And now they're believers.
It's called Jew to Jew.
They're believers.
Yeah, well, the guys, they're hilarious. They're always arguing, and before you know it, the laughter ensues. Like that. Anyway,
yeah.
I have a question. It's about my sister-in-law. She decided that when her son is born, she doesn't want to have a circumcision. She's afraid that if they remove the foreskin, that they might maybe slip and slice the taint and expand the fart box into the ball sack or something like this. I don't know what her problem is. Where's your BM detector now?
Oh, I like it. I like it. Hey, this is great. We're being persecuted by a Jew. Praise the Lord. And he's belching on the radio to show how wonderful he is. Oh, that's great. So you don't like Jesus, huh?
He's fine. How's your team?
Isn't that great? Okay. Well, good. God bless you, brother.
I love you.
I'm praying for you. That was a live phone call of a guy that had nothing else to do.
I had a feeling he was going someplace.
Yeah, me
crazy.
Too. But that's okay.
He's going someplace.
Feel like
sensed it. You can sense it with that guy. Your radar is up.
That was not, of course, the great Joe Hamilton.
No, that was not Hugh Hamilton at all.
We are dangerously close to making contact with him, though.
Good.
On this show.
Not the prank caller.
No, the real, I mean, you.
No, the
DJ, Hugh Hamilton, that guy.
Always takes place between 3 p.m. and 7 p.m.
Or between 2 and 6, or between 1 and 5, and out in Sacramento between noon and 4.
The Don and Mike Show.
That's right. Right today, here we go. From Pittsburgh, PA, Donnie Ira. Unless you've been to Pittsburgh, maybe you ain't never heard this record. It's a good one. So it's called Midcharm by Donnie Ira. I like to be Donnie Ira. Oh, hello, everybody.
Hello. Hello.
Right.
Oh, hi there.
Hello.
The name of the song is My Girl.
Hello.
Right. Oh, here you go.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Sorry. I know I was ruining it for you, wasn't I? Humming the bass riff on it.
Could you tell?
I can tell by your look. You don't play this very often, and I kind of like that bass part of it.
Don't you own a restaurant? Couldn't you get up any night you want and stand up there and go...
Not to this song. This would be a tough find. I only find those songs here.
I forgot it. In your place, it's face down, ass up. I'm sorry. Okay.
It's not my cup of tea.
Go ahead. Boom, boom, all you like.
It's not the right part yet.
Yeah. God, it brings you joy.
It does. A great deal of joy.
It's a good song.
My goal is to please others.
Right. Ta-da!
He's mentally retarded.
How's your
advertising commercial copy script?
Great. Yesterday.
You liked it?
Right, yesterday. Yes.
Megan and Kevin.
Right, good script yesterday. Yeah. Right.
Maybe he'll pop in today. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Sexual Mutant.
What is it, Rob? What? What did I miss?
I was asking Rob, get to the point. What is it?
What is what?
Zit. What is it?
What is it?
What is it? Z-I-T.
Yes.
Oh, you're talking about the guy's complexion. Not that graphically.
How about you?
It's a good part of the song, too.
Yeah. Oh, I get the inside joke.
Right.
That one of the people that wrote the copy that we read for HBO yesterday that appeared to be like in a writing contest by sixth graders who listened to the show was written in part by the guy who has world-class acne.
Yes.
A nice enough fella.
Good guy.
Great guy.
But
there goes all our fun.
Oh, what do you mean? I've not
identified him. I don't know anybody's
name. Sometimes it's a little more fun when it's behind the curtain.
I'm sorry, Mike. I got lost behind the curtain myself for a second.
If you were Kevin and you were sitting over there, I'd say, let him go on with his little intro, Papa John.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Sexual Mutant and all the ships at sea. Finally, back on the Bush bandwagon.
Yeah.
It's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Farrell.
You betcha.
Yeah.
We've always been for Bush, you know that.
Oh, absolutely.
Big Bush. Don and Mike show, everybody, and it's a new episode. How's this Thursday?
06-08-06.
Hi, Donna Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
No, he's not retarded.
Nope, he really was. There you go. There's the song going to fade off now.
I like that.
Phone number. Main number, 877-365-3636. You can call us at 800-636-1067. And everything else is on our website. The internet, you can hear us on the internet there. If you want to email us, you can email us there.
Good.
You can listen to daily downloads of the show there at DonnaMikeWebsite.com.
Wonderful.
Email us anytime you like. Also, we're there on iTunes and all kinds of downloads everywhere. So go ahead, knock yourselves out.
All right, what's popping?
Knock yourselves crazy. You're still on the guy with the with the bad skin.
We had so much fun. We had a little fun off air with that, and then it kind of spilled over because we just can't keep it off air.
Hello, right. Don and Mike show. Hello there.
Hey, Don. I'm from Pittsburgh. I got to say, I appreciate you playing some Donnie Iris for me.
Ah, and I see that the guy's right. Area code 412.
Uh-huh.
Remember,
right.
Remember it well.
You know that the radio station ends are on up here. I can even get you unless I'm in the middle of North Braddock.
Mm-hmm. North Braddock.
That's where we broadcast out of, North Braddock. It's terrible.
That's the only place you can receive the signal?
That's where I work. I work up in North Braddock at a golf course. The only place I can get it is all the way up here on the hill.
Well, the thought was, when we were selecting a station for Pittsburgh, like we select a station, because I'd been there a couple of times and had the pleasure of living and working in radio in Pittsburgh a couple of times, I said, don't give us a station, please, that covers the entire market.
No, please.
You know what? There's this one sweet spot in Braddock.
Right.
Really.
On a hill. You can sling your golf clubs up there, and you can sit on top of the hill and enjoy the show.
On a hill. And as long as the signal goes to that one sweet spot just outside Metro Pittsburgh, then that's all I care about. If we got a 100 share there in Braddock.
It's a small hill, though. Only one fool at a time.
That's it, my brother. And, there's only like two or three of us white boys in the whole entire neighborhood, so...
Hold on. Are you insinuating that this show is not multicultural? That it does not appeal
on the hill.
That this show does not appeal to a wide range of listening tastes?
Well, being from Pittsburgh, I'm not real sure what insinuating even means.
Many people of many colors listen to the show.
Uh-huh. Some hate it, some love it, but they listen.
They do.
I enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. But listen, between you and I. And totally, but I'm just speaking now to you as one, icy light lover to another.
Right. Okay.
Okay. You're right.
All right. Go Steelers.
this show really is for white people.
Right. Shh,
quiet, though. I'm sorry.
Keep the secret, okay?
You know what? I've always been told. I was raised by my mama and papa.
Keep the secret.
Not to remain quiet when something like this is going on.
Keep the secret.
It's a conspiracy.
Go Steelers. Go Steelers. And remember, you're on the right channel. Ladies
and gentlemen, a round of applause for the Fool on the Hill.
The white channel.
The Fool on the Hill is going on. Anytime I can quote Beatles songs, I'm happy.
There you go. Bye-bye.
Thanks, sir.
Bye.
Thank you, sir.
Yikes.
He's still there.
He's, of course he is.
He's
standing perfectly
still. He's a hanger-oner.
Right.
He's the fish that you want to toss back.
Congratulations on the boat.
he's the fish you want to toss back. But the bottom part of his little fish mouth just will not let go of the hook. And it's like you're screaming at him, I want to let you go.
Right.
But now look what I'm going to have to do. I'm going to have to put you back inside the boat, and I'm going to have to pull out.
You have blown your catch-and-release opportunity.
A large electronic tool or a blunt instrument, and have my way with you.
You're going to have to fillet him.
It sounds like something had me down at Southside last week, even.
Aye, aye, aye.
It's all about Pittsburgh with you, isn't it?
Well, that's all I know. I've never been outside of the city before.
It is a good... Mike, don't judge the entire city as if you would Pittsburgh.
Don't ask me
Sacramento.
Don't ask me to do something you're not prepared to do yourself. Come on now.
Okay.
I have to. I'm hearing... How often do we get Pittsburgh callers?
Well, I'm sure very rarely. I mean, I've got to be probably one of the only...
However, I'll tell you... I'll say, yeah. Okay. You could use this guy probably as your standard...
Really?
Pittsburghian.
I've been to a lot of sporting events where they have come down to Washington. The Pittsburgh fans are incredibly loyal to their hockey team and their football team.
Well, I'm talking about the people also that just live there. My only
experience with Pittsburgh fans are Pittsburgh fans coming down to Washington to enjoy a hockey game. Mm-hmm. I used to remember the Penguins fans coming to Capitals games when the Capitals were playing well.
How do I put this without insulting another great city? Let me just say this about Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh, in some ways, is Baltimore with a new coat of paint.
Wonderful.
Okay?
That's a very good description.
Thank you, Baltimore.
I was watching our favorite TV show today, Regis, and Regis was reading the new slogan for Baltimore. Do you know what it is?
Oh, hold on. I read it online. It's something like
Baltimore.
Get it out. Get it out there.
Get in on it. Baltimore, get in on it.
and I mean it in this regard. The people of Baltimore are uniquely Baltimoreans. There's no doubt about it. There's no hiding that fact. They love the fact that they're from Baltimore.
Yeah.
They got a nice city.
Pride.
And let me tell you something there, boy.
There's no better accent in the whole United States of America than Baltimore. And I think Baltimore has the greatest accent in the world, hon.
Now, even though they've got the rivalry going with Baltimore, Pittsburgh should know, as a city.
Would this be a Pittsburgh accent we're hearing on the phone?
Yes, what this guy should do, and everybody listening in Pittsburgh, all 9 or 10 of them, they should turn around and look in the mirror right now, because you know what you are? You're a prettier Baltimore.
This ought to piss him off. I guess the Pittsburgh accent sounds a lot like the Philadelphia accent.
I don't mean
prettier in a purely aesthetic stand, like one city's prettier than the other. I just mean in this whole new coat of paint thing. It's like, you know, Pittsburgh is, let me see, which city is more evolved, Pittsburgh or Baltimore?
Mm.
As far as human evolution, as far as going to a city,
Baltimore,
and feeling like you're in the 21st century.
Mm-hmm. Oh, now you had to put it that way. Tie goes to the runner. What was that, fat ass?
It's got to be Baltimore. Baltimore's far more evolved than Pittsburgh, but we're traditionalists. We hold on to our roots and our cultural values.
You know, I'm going to give you a round of applause. I like that, and I've just turned on you and the city of Pittsburgh completely by this phone call.
I mean, they are fiercely loyal.
Sure.
They
are loyal. I mean, they really are loyal.
I admire that.
I'm going to ask a loyalty question. During those difficult years for the Pittsburgh Steelers when they weren't winning football games, was the stadium, you know, roaring? Was it kicking ass? Did you have a good fan base?
Well, to be honest with you, I'm only 24, so I don't really remember those times. I mean,
You know, I'm right back on the other side. I keep flip-flopping because, really, honest to God, D.A., all I wanted to know was, what did the Pittsburgh keep? You're 24. You would have known that if you were 18 when they were, or 19 or 20 when they were losing.
They were good when I was 19. They were winning division titles when I was 19 or 20.
And what Mike is asking is, how were the fans in those days? Were they enthusiastic even when the team was losing?
Oh, my mistake. Absolutely. I mean, we never back off.
All right, I want to, being the official show linguist, I want to say that this accent sounds exactly like a Baltimore accent.
It has different nuances.
Yeah. It does.
It has nuances.
Tough to hear it over the phone.
Yeah, that you would have to talk to a bunch of people from Pittsburgh to really get it down. But it does have its own unique, here we go, Steelers.
Here we go. Right. Isn't it the O?
It's kind of like a drawn-out kind of O.
Tell us.
Here you go, Steelers. Here you go.
All right. Hold on. I'd like you to repeat something for me. Don't think about it. Just say it after I say it, okay? It's nothing bad, but I want you to repeat after me. Can you do that for me, sir?
All right. Go ahead.
All right. Just tell both of us. Say, grow up, Bozo.
I'm sorry. I didn't quite catch that. Grow up, Bozo?
Yes.
Okay. He said it.
Okay.
Grow up, Bozo.
All right. Boy, that's pretty close.
Thank you for the call. Thank you for checking in, friend. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
Like you said a lot.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. See you. And you're white. Remember, you're white and you're right.
Right on, brother. We're the Yankees. We're number one.
Bye-bye. We're the Yankees. We're number one. That's stupid.
Bye-bye.
How dumb a statement is that?
It's a brilliant statement.
Unbelievable. Okay, take care. Take care, Bumblebee.
It's a brilliant statement.
What's going on, fellas?
Nailed.
I'm from Baltimore, and you guys are 100% correct, man. People up here are not bright at all.
and
our accent, there's books. I've seen books in the bookstores about how to translate from Baltimorean to regular English, because it's completely different.
Now, do you live in Baltimore?
Yeah, yeah.
Where are you from originally?
Oh, I'm from Baltimore my whole life.
I love that. You know, when somebody sells out their own city when they've grown up there, that's kind of special.
Nice. All right. Thank you.
They don't call us Baltimoreans for nothing.
Yeah, but you got two of the best stadiums in the United States.
But how come you don't talk like everybody else there?
I don't know. That's a good question.
I don't have that Baltimorean slang. Isn't that pathetic, really? That is how we judge cities in this country. You got two great stadiums. We have two really beautiful stadiums.
We've got the highest murder rate in the country, but boy, do we have a nice football stadium.
Are you sure?
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Love those purple seats. Are you, are they still number one in murder in Baltimore?
I don't think Baltimore has been number one in murder. I don't think Detroit.
I thought Detroit didn't give it up yet.
No, I thought Detroit didn't have the title for a long time. I know Chocolate City right here was number one for a while.
We were not number one in murder, were we?
Not recently.
D.C.?
Not recently, but
back in the glory years.
Yeah.
Back during the Barry era.
When the Washington Bullets.
Back when Mayor Barry was president of Washington, D.C.
Smiling and sweating.
We're number one.
Number one.
Number one, the murder rate.
Yeah, number one. I don't know who currently holds the title as murder capital of the world.
I bet Buzz can Google it for us right now.
Well, already per capita, D.C. is number one, according to one report I'm seeing.
Really?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Per capita.
Hello.
Hello there.
Hi.
Hello. I was wondering if the cunning linguist would be able to tell where my accent's from and give us a couple of World Cup predictions.
Incidentally, it would be per capita in his acida. Thank you.
There you go.
Put a capita in his acida. If you're going to do that. I'm sorry.
Speaking street again, Mike.
There you go again, though. And it's, as always, it's all about the butt.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, well... No, come on now. You got to be fair to me there. I was, bust a cap in his ass. That's the street lingo that I know
Mike,
so well.
But I've been with you and your gang, the Ruffies.
You mean the butt gang?
Yes.
The Irish butt gang. We wear our satin jackets like the girl does in Million Dollar Baby.
That's where you and Darby O'Gill and all the other little people go out. And what you do is you just shoot people in the ass.
It's a rotating gang that we have. We have different people joining us. Bono comes in occasionally. We have Van Morrison.
But Bono's...
Sinead O'Connor was the only girl that we ever let in.
Bono is very anti-violence, though.
Well, we let him stay in the Hummer. The stretch Hummer. We let him stay in that when we were doing that. But it was the Irish bust a cap in the ass of that. It was fun. Big time fun on the street.
Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm from England now. You're a little far away.
You're from England.
Any particular reason you called?
Yeah, I was hoping to get a couple of World Cup predictions from you, even if you give to Monkey.
I'm with Ghana. I'm going with Ghana. I've got all my money on Ghana.
Here's my prediction. Germany gets kicked out before the first round is over.
Yeah, so Ghana will walk in.
What did I read today about the World Cup? That and this is like a serious story, that I don't know, all the countries that are getting together have lists of the other countries' hooligans, as they call them.
Like a death list?
No. It's like
the teams have the list?
No. The countries have the list.
Mm-hmm.
And these people are not supposed to be allowed
in the stadium.
Inside these neighboring countries to get inside the stadium.
Do they like check ID when they're going into the stadium or anything like that?
I guess buy the tickets. I guess it's a little more complicated than that. Wow. But
no, in England you have to for 2 weeks before your home team plays away, you have to surrender your passport.
And
so they know exactly who's in the stadium.
Wow. And the thing that I read today said that they're very upset that the first game is coming up soon, and there's like 13,000 hooligans from one part of England that they can't account for.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Wow.
Yeah, you're just talking about fans that are going to act like asses going to a game.
Yeah, I mean, I have seen that it's really gotten – has it gotten better or worse over the years?
It's got better. Now,
the racism?
Not the racism, but I mean the hooliganism, right?
Their racism has got a lot better. Hooliganism is that there's still a few firms that run around together. And the most interesting fact about it is they'll quite happily fight each other, during the regular season. But then as soon as England get together, they'll get together and fight other countries. But it's got better, but it's still not getting stumped out.
So what that tells me is that the only way that the World Cup won't be violent is if the world furnishes a team against aliens. Then all the humans will fight the aliens.
Correct.
We'll have Will Smith leading the charge, right?
Absolutely. Independence Day.
Here's my prediction. In case of war,
uh-huh,
England will come to the United States for help.
Very good.
That's my prediction.
That is your based on history.
Yeah, that's not a World Cup prediction. That's
right.
Just a prediction in general.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they say one good turn deserves another. You bailed us out, otherwise we'd all be speaking German now. So
absolutely.
Hey, listen,
we helped you fight Jerry.
What can I say? That's all you needed to say.
Anyway, thanks a lot, guys.
Have a good day, my friend, and please do as I do and enjoy the benefits of fluoride.
Pip.
Enjoy the beverages.
Bye-bye. Nothing like a morning of the World Cup with the England taking on the rest of the world. Have a nice breakfast of boiled kippers and pickles. Whatever they're eating over there.
Here we go. Murder rates.
Uh-huh.
Murder rates in major cities. This is from racematters.org.
Okay.
Who knows how valid this is. 2002, the most recent year that we could come up with a list for. Yeah. 2002.
Wait, don't they do this every, fall?
I can find 2004 by state. This is the only listing by city that I've been able to track so far.
Okay. Well, This would be no longer a problem. New Orleans was number one.
What?
Wow.
And as of 2004, Louisiana still was tops among the states.
You have Chocolate City,
uh-huh,
mm-hmm, D.C., then Detroit, then Baltimore.
Okay.
Followed by St. Louis, Chicago, Philly, L.A., Houston, Boston, and New York.
Wow. It's amazing New York is that far down the list.
There you go.
You know, you throw a million police officers in a city and it kind of cools things off.
Seems to.
And in the case of New Orleans now, being as, what do they say now? There used to be a million people. Now there's maybe a half a million people.
300,000, I think.
Yeah,
wow.
And less than that in actual New Orleans itself.
Right.
What, Rob? Okay, Jackie, joke man.
What did he write?
Number 12 on the list is Fairfax, Virginia.
Yes, followed closely by Vienna.
We'll be soon.
Okay, well, you got
Vienna, Virginia.
You got your laugh from the boys. Oh, listen, hold on. Before we take more calls and move on, how about the premiere of our brand new commercial for our brand new movie?
Yay.
They put it all together finally?
It's put together. It's Sex Men United.
Good.
Let's hear it now together for the first time.
From the producers who brought you Sex Men and Sex Men 2, Sex Men United. Get ready for Sex Men, The Last Stand. All your favorite erotic mutants are back and better than ever. Captain Nobutt.
Watch out, Jack. That's an exit, not an entrance.
Strap on.
I don't know what they've told you, but bigger is better. Now hand me those D batteries.
skin tight.
I'll give you headlines, lady. Right on your daisy.
The Punisher.
After I love you, I have to hit you.
Johnny Thick.
I don't know, guys. I don't think it's going to fit.
And their lovable animated sidekick, JoJo Binks.
I may be CGI, but I sure could use a Miller Lite.
Sex Men, The Last Stand. The time has come for those who are different to stand and fornicate wildly.
And look, a Wolverine right in my pants.
Sex Men, The Last Stand. Rated X in color from Independent International.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
That was fun, wasn't it?
That, was that your endorsement of it right there? Was okay. Well, then, fine. Well, then, fine.
Okay.
It was a lark.
Okay.
They, all the voices were put together with a music bed. It was fine.
Can't yell at nobody but myself. Boy, I'm stupid.
I think the writing was delicious.
I think it's fun. Boy, I'm stupid. You know what's funny?
What's funny?
Shaq.
I don't have to give up my secret, but I just come on and say hi and ask how old I am, and then they get right into it. 98% of the time it's sexual.
Oh, let me just set this up before we start getting into Shaq. Hotline. You know, I'm so trained to seeing the hotline ring.
I understand. Who do we have on the line, Rob?
Yes. Doesn't normally ring.
Who is it?
It's a sales call.
Sales, can I have the phone?
Yeah. Can you hang on a second? I want you to speak to my husband. Hold on.
We can't.
Oh, it's the wrong number.
Oh, I see. Oh, too bad. Oh.
But the good news is we do qualify for better credit.
Usually when I get those calls at my house, this is the Tropicana Hotel and Casino.
Well, that's because you're Mike O'Mara.
Yeah, but I'm talking about, boy, it's just they put you into a system and every other day. It's ridiculous.
So the NBA finals start tonight.
Yes.
And I don't know about you, Kat. I know you're not big basketball fans.
Yeah, but I plan on growing my hair into little bangs to go right over my eyebrows in honor of Mark Cuban.
I'm telling you, the NBA is really, really back. It's not a bunch of punks as it was for a while. You got great teams and great players, and this is going to be a good series. And the best thing about this series
pretty
is that...
pretty exciting. I mean, geographically, you got Miami, you got Dallas, not bad.
But the best thing is that Shaquille O'Neal, excuse me, Mike, is Shaquille O'Neal every single day...
will give a quote?
Will be given a platform to speak on.
That's great.
And
he likes the microphone.
Oh, he wears great outfits. He has outstanding entourages. He has a big, gigantic walking stick that he walks with. As you know, he's some type of deputy sheriff down in Broward County in Miami.
He's catching pedophiles.
Right. And we'll get into this later because I love hearing Shaq talk.
Yep.
Here he is talking about how he catches online predators. Shaq.
I don't like to give up my secret, but I just come on and say hi and ask how old I am, and then they get right into it. 98% of the time it's sexual. Right away. Once they want us to meet them in a certain location, we will be there.
So you need a translation on that.
Yeah, kind of.
Most of the time, I'm very good. I like to get them online within 5 or 6 seconds and get a place for them to come down and meet me out. I'm doing it now.
And then you hear the de-ling, rats, that Shaq actually getting something.
What's
from
the one where he said he was the best? He was the best when he started. He's the best now, right? It was something like that? He was the what?
The baddest.
The baddest. Always been the baddest.
Oh, hold on. Yeah,
when he was 18, 19.
That's on a different disc. Hold on
even
a second.
Even today.
Here he is. Here's Shaq.
Every age, I was the baddest. So when I came in at 19, I was the baddest. When I was 20, I was the baddest. Every age I go to, I'm still going to be the baddest.
I agree. I love hearing him speak.
Mm-hmm.
I love watching him talk. I love everything he's got to say.
This is a really good one.
Miami has always been a live city. If you go liver, that's bigger than live.
Liver is bigger than live.
Oh, let it go. It goes on.
I know it does. Come on, you're ruining. R-O-O-N-I-N-G.
Ruining.
You're ruining everything.
Ruining.
You're ruining everything.
Ruining.
I'm setting up. We got about 8 of these.
Miami has always been a live city. If you go liver, that's bigger than live. If you go live-ish, that's bigger than live-er. I make Miami the livest city in the world.
Livest.
L-I-V-E-S-T-E-R.
That's it.
how you spell Leivester.
You know what?
Leivester.
You, my friend, Rob, you big head. You just don't know how to keep it in your pants. That's why you got two kids. Really. That's why. You know, you can't keep it in your heads.
Right? I think that's fabulous.
There's lots of Shaqs.
Good.
Speak.
Wish we could get old Mark Cuban back on the show, too. That would be fun. Does he still like us?
He did not reply to our last email.
Oh, that's
some
a shame.
Of that.
Well, probably because Beth Ann didn't call him.
Ah.
She was the one. She was one of Beth Ann's few go-to can gets.
He was, you mean? I mean, Mark Cuban?
Mark Cuban.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. She had some sort of special relationship with him.
I'll say.
I think she did. I think it was cyber sex, maybe.
Perhaps they were doing that. Maybe even phone sex.
Is your microphone broken?
Well, it's not broken. It's just not attached to the stand, and I have to do that during the break, but I'm more comfortable holding it than trying to repair it
yeah,
while we're on
the
air. Can
I just say you're a trooper that I didn't even know that you were going through this problem? And you know
there
what?
Was a little rustle, just a tiny little slightly audible rustle, but I'm very, you know, especially, you know, when I became aware that I was making noise with my water bottle when I would talk before I would pull it away from my mouth.
What are you doing now?
I've been very, very careful.
I think by doing that...
Yes.
And by being so thoughtful that I didn't even notice, that I think perhaps you are actually treating others the way that you would like to be treated.
Thank you. I appreciate that. You know what? It's one thing just to do that and feel good about yourself. Uh-huh. It's another to be recognized by your peers.
That's right.
When you do that. You feel really good when you're acknowledged by that.
Special.
I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Drops the mic.
Thank you.
What happened to it?
When I let go, it came off its stand. It was loose anyway, and I went the wrong direction when I was trying to tighten it, and I hit my little mute button, and unfortunately it dislodged from the mic stand. And what's real fun is that when I let go of it,
yeah,
and it doesn't just hang down. When I let go of it, it actually turns away from me like that. I have to turn it back over here to hear it. If I let go of it again, it goes away.
Well, like you remember, just two more weeks.
Yeah.
Oh. 2 more weeks, and we torch this joint.
Yeah. Really?
2 more weeks, and we torch this lollipop stand.
Then we'll move into the new one, and how long before we crap that up?
Well, that is totally up to us.
Well, how long we decide to work there.
Exactly. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yes, I am very disappointed in you, Don.
Oh.
You know,
because we're piggybacking on
all the way back to yesterday's show.
What? Why?
He's cussing in Spanish. We can't.
Oh, no, I didn't hear that.
Well, thank you, though. Thank you, amigo.
I had no idea. I thought he was speaking fake language there.
Mm-hmm. Me knowy, knowy. But no. thank ye.
Mm-hmm.
Yui, Yui.
El, thank you.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
El Gracia.
Hey.
Hello. Hey.
What's going on?
Hey, yo.
Tony from Baltimore, a black man who listens to the show religiously.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
How you doing there, Rob?
Hi.
And another thing is that y'all got to remember that accent, I can't even do that accent that y'all do. That's from Dundalk. That's like the... Poor white trash, if I can say that on the radio.
Yes, you can.
Now, listen, go ahead and try to distance yourself from it. But I want to tell you, that accent is everywhere in Baltimore. Through all of the various...
You get it through the inner city, you get it through Dundalk. I mean, it's not just Dundalk. I mean, you get it all over Baltimore.
I'll tell you the one thing that I've not seen, and it's something that does make me laugh even to this day, occasionally on TV, if I'm really caught off guard, is when a brother comes on and he has a real thick, British accent, like
Lennox Lewis,
or like in a James Bond movie, mm-hmm. where all of a sudden he walks through him and a brother, big tough brother standing there goes, "Hello, James, how are you?" It's like, oh, I fall down laughing. Now, listen.
I can do that accent before I can do the Baltimore. Marty does.
I have never, ever met a black person from Baltimore who's got and I'm not doing my whole, "Hello there, how are you?" I'm really talking about that, "Hello, Baltimore accent."
Oh, you mean a brother with a real Baltimore accent?
Yeah, I've never met or heard a black woman.
There's got to be somebody out there.
I would
there
think.
That, bring that person to us. We'll give them a cash prize.
Please.
I bet you won't find one.
Oh,
find
you might one. Be right about that.
I know it. I've been living there all my life.
"Hello there, hon." You've never heard a brother say, you know, "I'm going to go Downey Street and go to the Bromo Seltzer Tower."
To me,
it's an ultra white.
That would be a great oddity, like for the Believe It or Not Museum at the end of the boardwalk in Ocean City. just a black guy.
There must be one
who talks with a Baltimore accent.
"Hey there, have you bought that new 50 Cent record yet?"
It's got to be at least one.
"Man, I'll tell you, I'm driving Downey Street.
You can't argue with my spinners.
we had a Haluda accent a lot more than we had a Danny Ocean accent.
Dan, yeah. Hello, hon. I'm going downtown with all my homies. Man, look at that fly. You are fly.
Oh, my, my. Hello there.
Word, my brother.
Where are you? Where am Marty Bass? See, it just... Where is Marty Bass?
Marty Bass. I can understand. That's why...
Hello there.
This guy's saying Dundalk.
I hello there.
Dundalk. Hello. Dundalk.
Where am Marty Bass? Hello
they
there.
Call Dundalk. They call
this
Dundalk.
This am Robert. The angry mailman.
Face down, ass up.
Baltimore.
All right.
Thanks, Bob.
Thank you for the call.
Thank you.
We'll see you later.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Good call.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, hey. One more, and we must break. Hello.
Yes, it's what? You, sir. Go
really?
Ahead.
It's just seconds ticking away. We'll never get back.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, black guys from Baltimore do have an accent, but it's different. It's not the white guy accent. They say computers, they go do, they say I'll come through. It's a little bit different.
Where are you from, Baltimore?
Right outside of Baltimore.
See?
Okay.
You've destroyed your credibility. Yeah. Oh, are you from? He's probably from Dundalk.
We need to hear more.
Hold on a second. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Here's a 301. That
Maryland.
That could be Baltimore, maybe. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello there.
Hi.
You'll never find a black man with an accent from Baltimore. It's a corrupted accent from Cornwall, England.
Thank you, honey.
Yeah, let's examine the racial undertones of this call.
Now,
no racial undertones.
It sounds a little odd. Look at Rob stroking his beard. Rob examine the racial undertones here.
I think she's right about the origin.
Yeah, but what does that matter? Because if her argument was true, you would not have Lennox Lewis speaking the way he does.
Exactly.
Are you saying the accent came over when people first emigrated to Baltimore?
Precisely.
Hello, hon. I'm a queen of England.
Hold on. Well, what about, just playing devil's advocate, what about the people who moved, let's say, to the South, Charlotte, somewhere, Atlanta, from New York? And not that they have the strong, New York accent, but by the time they've lived down south for a while, before you know it, they're starting to do that. Hey, how y'all doing?
I have heard brothers with a strong New York accent.
Yeah.
I've definitely heard that.
Right, right.
Definitely heard that. But you don't hear the Baltimore accent, per se. But I think you could.
Yeah, ma'am, I think what you say might have held water 400 years ago, but not so much anymore.
Oh, well.
Heard you to say that,
Rob. Go to the Eastern Shore and listen.
What's that?
Only if you'll meet me there.
All right, so hold on. When we go to the Eastern Shore, will we hide and listen to the blacks?
No.
What will we do then?
No.
How else will I know this?
No, every dialect in the United States comes from another country,
right.
Is based on another country of origin.
And the people who settled this part of the country from Baltimore and on down the east.
People who settled the part in Baltimore
are dead.
Were from all over Europe.
And honey,
just like every other major industrial United States city.
Honey, the people that settled Baltimore are D-E-A-D. The people who live there now are people who are, generally speaking, born in America and maybe moved to Baltimore from another city.
And it's been handed down over the years,
right.
And more cultures have intermingled.
It's been what?
It's been handed down and corrupted.
Maybe that's the word I'm having trouble with.
Corrupted.
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 Oh, corrupted.
Corrupted,
corrupted
she's saying.
It has been corrupted, like it's been ruined.
Well,
right?
It's changed.
Okay, so hold on. You're not mad at the blacks. You're mad at you're mad at the whites.
I'm not mad at anybody.
Yeah, but also saying that it originated in one particular area of the United Kingdom. Is
and when, you, when you're talking about
on.
Corrupted, I guess you mean like, hello. Is that what you're talking about by corrupting? Not saying hello, saying hello.
Yes.
Okay, that corrupting of the language.
Hello, hon.
Who's guilty of that?
Everybody.
Everybody.
Right. Except the blacks.
Right.
Now. Stop.
What?
There were very, very few black people in Cornwall at that time.
Okay, for the last time, just let me...
This is a very interesting conversation. Getting curiouser by the moment.
Make one small point with you, and if I'm an idiot, please tell me.
Okay.
If you get someone who lives in an area long enough, regardless of their skin color,
don't you think that after a while, even if there's only, let's say, in Baltimore, 300,000 or 400,000 black people, don't you think that out of the 300,000 or 400,000 of them, some of them would have picked it up just from speaking to people in everyday life?
A little bit.
A little bit.
A little bit.
But just to make it clear, your corruption of the English dialect, that was not a result of African-American people. That's
no.
a result of everybody
no, no. Right.
coming into it. But, you know, and I think if you listen to it, you know, I haven't studied the origins of the dialect, but it is kind of, hello, mm-hmm. is very close to, hello.
Exactly.
You know, yeah, so it's kind of a Cockney English.
Yeah, it is, like, but with a touch of retard.
Yeah, well, over the years, that would be the corrupted part.
That's what
part.
We do in America.
But do you or do you not agree that it would be a good contest to find, and now that's what's become a contest, to find a black guy and a black gal who both speak with a pronounced, natural Baltimore accent?
Oh, that'd be great.
Don't you think there's one or two?
Is it natural, though? Is the Baltimore accent in and of itself natural?
If you are
Is
rounded,
any accent really natural?
If you are rounded
up... Growing up... We mimic what we hear.
Right.
Right.
Exactly.
Mimic.
Uh-huh. And that is why I would think that you would find a brother with a real Baltimore accent. I think it's definitely possible.
Then let's find him.
Growing up in a
let's
household
find
like
him.
That.
For those of you around the country who don't know, that Baltimore
accent.
Not
nearly as common as like a New York accent, but
no.
you could probably, I would say you could find that.
Got to be.
I've never heard it.
I've never heard it either.
I've never heard it.
I mean, normally the people you hear it from are the people that look like Marty Bass. But didn't Marty Bass say that he's not from Baltimore originally?
I don't know.
So didn't he tell us that one time?
What about his half? He has a half-black brother.
What's his guess?
Leroy. Leroy Bass.
Leroy Bass.
Leroy Bass.
That's the man we need to find.
All right, honey.
Find this man.
Find this man.
Okay, are we done with you?
Fine.
What, hello?
Did you enjoy your visit?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, good.
Okay.
I love you guys.
Thank
sure you.
You
do.
Everybody seems to.
You're God.
Thank you very much.
Oh, that's very nice.
You're damn right.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for corrupting our show.
With her corrupt Daisy.
Thanks for calling. Fat ass.
That wasn't nice.
I don't know why you had to use that kind of language.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Dirty bird.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, there are blacks in Baltimore with that accent.
There are blacks in Baltimore with that accent.
It's a silly show.
It is a silly show, isn't it?
There are blacks in Baltimore.
Baltimore.
In Balmer with that
Balmer,
accent.
Balmer.
Well, have one of those folks call the show. That'd be an, you know, I think that'd be an interesting contest.
Uh-huh.
Never heard it.
First person to call in,
please.
That can convince us.
Yeah, that they're black and that they have a natural Baltimore accent will win a
fabulous prize. Yeah, because I think it's absolutely true that there are more than one.
Right. Oh, and hold on, someone just did a Google, and Marty Bass, who's a TV weatherman up there, a friend of ours,
yes?
is from Louisville, Kentucky.
Thank you.
I'll be darned.
So glad I remembered that.
It's something that he, like, kind of grew into there, boy.
Well, as that woman said, if you're around it all the time,
mm-hmm.
I think really, you can. I know people that go on vacation. Like Madonna, and come back with a... and I'm not talking about the singer, I'm talking about Mrs. French.
She can go outdoors and pick up an
Oops.
Accent.
What's wrong with that phone? Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, how you doing? This is Brandon. I'm calling from Baltimore. I'll let you know right now, you ain't going to find no black man or woman that got a real Baltimore accent. They got a whole totally different accent.
Well, but don't you think it's possible?
One or two?
I mean, how long have you lived in Baltimore?
I lived in Baltimore all my life, and I got the same accent everybody else got.
But
every other black man and woman got, and we do not talk.
But
like
hold
white people were in Baltimore.
I'm not asking about you know the people you know. I'm saying, don't you think it's possible that a brother could have a Baltimore, one of those Baltimore accents that we joke about all the
Couldn't
time?
Couldn't it have rubbed off on him after
Somebody.
His entire life?
No, I know people that live in Dundalk. I know people that live in Glen Burnie, and they do not talk like that. And they live in Glen
Burnie. Well, now I'm getting
it. All their life.
Would it bother you if you heard a brother talk like that?
Oh, no, I think it'd be funny.
Yeah.
Okay,
we're all on the
That's
same page.
What doing. Yeah. Let's have the contest. Let's find the first black man and the first black woman who are from Baltimore and speak with true, pronounced Baltimore accent.
White folks and black folks weighing in from the city of Baltimore, down that it just ain't going to happen.
Don't think so.
Not exactly like the phones are ringing with possible candidates right now.
Apparently it's impossible.
I didn't think it was going to happen.
Don't underestimate the power of a quality mimic calling
Hello.
In.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Because, you know, everybody loves to do that accent.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, Lynn. I'm a black man named from Baltimore.
Okay.
Not even a can.
No, let's break here. It'll help us later. And let's get Mike's microphone fixed.
Yeah.
And don't forget. And don't forget. Yeah. The first black man, the first black woman from Baltimore. Uh-huh. Maybe just be a one show offer.
Right.
Like, we got 200 bones.
Where are you on a skilled impressionist calling, you know, that might be able to... We can't be duped.
Listen, Obi-Wan, they will not be able to break through our shield. They absolutely will not be able to break through the shield.
This is quite a little quest we're having in the beginning of the show.
And just remember, we seem to be on a good roll today, but if the show does seem to get slow at any moment, we do have that sex men's spot that we can go
to. You're disappointed in it.
At any time.
I'm sorry you were disappointed in it. What do you think would have made it better? I have my own selfish theory about it.
Would have made it better? Just to have mentioned it and just moved on. Moved on.
Yeah.
Not actually produced it and had it made to play on the radio.
Yeah, okay.
Right, well, go ahead. I'm open to this from you, of course.
Sound effects. And perhaps some music change, one or two, instead of just the music. But that, you know... I didn't do that I did them. You know what? So I'm not going to throw rocks at anybody.
Well,
it's just that, you know, they're wizards now with those digital
things. You'd have to throw rocks at Rob Spielberg.
Rob put the whole thing together?
Well, I think he actually was so anal that he got the real music.
Okay, now he gets points for that. That's good. That's a good thing. I kind of liked it.
But I didn't think anybody...
I would have liked some, like when the people are delivering their lines, maybe you have some sort of sound effect. You know, I don't know.
Was a throwaway, actually.
It was.
It was a throwaway.
Rob, I'm not. If you put that together, don't.
I did not.
Okay. Oh, no. Johnny, was it you?
Yeah.
Johnny, I think it's good.
No, but what kind of sound effects? I can tweak it up. I can make it sound.
Yeah, you know you can. I mean, you're the wizard with that thing. You know, but I don't know whether Don's interested in having it tweaked up at this point anymore.
Aren't you sick? I'm holding my breath. Aren't you sick?
Yes.
Are you cold? Are you really cold, sick, or just run down?
Get out of here. Go. Oh. No, Rob called me, gave me the heads up this morning, said, John is sick.
Nothing worse than a summer cold.
Mm.
What was that? You okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He held his breath for a while.
Okay.
John has rabies.
Ah.
There you go.
I really did. That's retarded. That I really did hold my breath while he came into the room, because whatever came out of his mouth
He's
or his
just
mouth.
Just now getting.
Yeah.
Just...
Not going to change my greeting to John like each and every day when I go by his office.
What's that?
European cheek kiss. One on the right, one on the left. And then I walk down to my
You're
office.
You're going to break his heart.
I know. Greetings, Johnny boy. Johnny boy is such a good boy.
You know, since he walked in the room.
Do you really think
you're coming down?
No, I don't.
All right. You all right?
I'm fine.
Okay.
Really? Really, I feel good.
I think I've talked to everybody around here, and everybody's kind of run down.
Oh, not me.
Not you.
I'm ready to go.
Yeah.
Allergies are horrible.
Is that what
I
it
feel
is?
Great.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Wow. Whatever it is that you've got, just like went down my throat like a pile driver.
You really think that he walked in here and you caught his cold? You cough like that every day.
Not like that.
Yeah, but that's the same thing you cough like when you cough.
But I wasn't
You coughing. Really think he gave it to you?
Not like that.
No, I'm kidding. Of course, I know.
Stand out in the hall and use the microphone from now on.
He definitely had the hang.
I did actually hold my breath. That was true when he came in the room. I did hold my breath.
I think what they say is you just don't want to touch him. And I know that's pretty difficult for all.
That's going to be tough today.
Yeah, just the germs should stay in the other room.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
All right.
Thank you. Hope you feel better.
You know what you want to be aware of?
What's that?
If you go outside, the handle of the door now.
Yeah.
It is just a petri dish. Every day. You ever feel behind that handle when you're pulling that open and it's like there's gribblies back there? Rob is swabbing it. Swabbing it with isopropyl alcohol.
And I apologize if you're one of the people that's ever caught me coming out of the bathroom. I'm a little germ phobic coming out of our bathroom that after I wash my hands, really the last thing I want to do is touch that door.
Right.
So what I do is I always kick the door open with my foot, and sometimes it's not the most gentle of kicks.
I will wash my hands with a paper towel, and I will open the door with another fresh paper towel.
I use a surgeon's elbow to push the door open.
Yeah, he was going to jump right in there. You know,
know that? He's got it. That's what, he's got to get his thing in there. Yeah. Let us know just how sterile his genitals are. That's the agenda, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, wash them down.
That is the agenda.
Sometimes twice a day.
Here you go. A nice long soak.
Uh-huh. You really wash your balls twice a day?
No. I'm kidding.
And he never shares his hookah.
We were on that track.
How many times a day do you wash your balls?
Well, usually just once, I think, when I shower.
I usually...
But for a very long time.
Once a week.
I'm with you, pal. Yeah.
Time is of the essence. And I speak to them. I go, if I'm curt with you, it's because time is of the essence.
Look at Fancy Boy over there. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. He lingers longer.
We're in there having the discussion. I use the surgeon's elbow. Right. Yes. And then I swab my whole body with alcohol.
That's right.
I wax.
I actually take a shower in Purex.
Soaking doesn't help.
Bacteria-killing alcohol.
You know, that is the difference between being a man and being a woman, besides the obvious ones, is that generally speaking, pretty much, unless it's like going to church or something, you can say to a guy, you know what? Wow, we got tickets to a great play. You got to be dressed and ready to go in 15 minutes. You know what the guy will say to you?
Right.
See you in 10.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
See you in 10.
Mm-hmm.
Not a problemo.
What is your average shower time? I mean, your average, when everything is going well and you have...
like 3 minutes, maybe?
3 minutes in the shower?
I mean, in the shower? Uh-oh, go ahead, mock me. Oh, excuse
me. No.
I'm sorry, Buzz.
No.
I'm sorry that I don't reenact the scene from American Beauty. When I'm standing in there.
You should consider it.
To spend more time. But you don't think that that's an adequate amount of time?
Are you tweaking it? Is it more like maybe five to 8 minutes for you? Mm.
Yeah. It's like one song. It's really I don't see the need. I get in there. Right. Trust me, I wash.
Right.
I mean, and for those of you wondering, yeah, I wash my butt too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yes, it's like it's wash. It's
right.
It's the freaking point.
I'd say I'd be eight to ten minutes.
Eight to ten. What's to do? I mean, it's like
and when I really want to take some time. That's, you know, that's just being under the water. I like being under the water, but that's
right.
Only when I can, you know, maybe on a weekend. If I have the time just to chill out, but I can do it in five, yeah. Probably less than five.
I'd say probably three. How long for you over there, Jungle Jim?
I can probably do it in 10, but I usually take 20-25.
25?
I also have a shaving mirror, so I shave.
Oh,
shampoo, condition. That's the whole thing.
25.
I shave outside of the shower.
Right.
Hold on, faggot. 25 minutes.
Yeah.
To take a shower.
Yeah, I like a long shower. Some people do.
Yeah.
Okay.
My uncle, man. Wow. I remember that in my family. God rest his soul. My Uncle Ted would come into town. My mom would start sweating about Uncle Ted coming to town. If he was coming in on a Friday, on Wednesday, she would already be warning us about the water in our house because we had a small hot water heater. My mom would start telling us on Wednesday that on Friday morning when Uncle Ted was here, we had to take like 1 minute showers because Uncle Ted would be in there for 40 minutes.
Right.
You know what? But you know what?
That's Buzz.
He was a doctor.
Uh-huh.
And I think he was all about the, you know, you ever see doctors scrub for surgery
yes,
where
I
they
have.
Take like 15, 20
but
minutes
Buzz is not
just
a
on
doctor.
Their hands?
Buzz is not a doctor, though.
Or am I?
Yeah, well, exactly.
Exactly.
Okay, well, Buzz just shot me a look when I said 3 minutes. Really? And not so much a look like.
I hear 6 minutes on the berries alone.
Listen, yeah. Is that too long?
Rob, how long for you?
You know, probably like 90.
90 minutes, no 90 seconds.
Minutes. 90 minutes.
Yeah. But I shave and wax.
And what are we talking about, Rob? It's not a shower with you. It's always a soak.
It is.
It's always a tub. It's a big old club.
Same water all week.
Rob inherited the same tub used by President Howard Taft.
I'm going to go very old school on you. No, Rob taking a shower is like, do you remember what's the movie Clint Eastwood? Escape from Alcatraz.
Yes, yes.
Okay, mm-hmm. When he's the first time he's in the shower, and the big guy standing next to him looks at him and starts rubbing himself. There's a big guy.
Yeah.
Kind of looks like Rob. I mean, big guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That prison look.
Big guy with kind of a huge forehead that almost closes his eyes.
Like our boy back here.
Very good.
I mean, Gosh, I think his name might be Bear.
Bear.
Or something like that. Or, you know, big tough guy. I mean, like, I'm looking for someone to help me out. Just rubbing himself. That is what Rob is like in the shower.
Yeah, I've got a big community shower, and everyone in the street comes by.
And then, as I recall, it's a great moment, because I've not seen the movie for a long time, but I think Clint Eastwood looks at him and almost gives him a smile like, hi there, and approaches him like he's going to kiss him, and then just beats the crap out of him.
That's how you do it. It's bringing all those memories of watching. I watched The Shawshank Redemption last night. It's on the High Def Channel.
The High Def Channel, right.
I watched the whole thing.
Hard to walk away from that one.
Almost impossible.
Thank God Shaq's on TV tonight.
Yes.
Thank God.
The finals.
The Wisdom of Shaq on tonight. Oh, you know what we got to do? We got to break. When we come back, hold on. Gosh, we spent a lot of time talking about nothing. But I guess that's what the show's about.
There you go.
Not to get all serious on your ass, but just for one moment, catching this guy, this bad guy that we caught today.
Oh, I mean, next to Osama, this is the number two guy to get,
right?
It's a guy that did some of those beheadings personally. This is a great deal. This is fantastic.
I understand that. I understand that. My question is, how do you think Bush is handling it? I saw him today on the Today Show. And he was on every channel today.
Right, right.
And he appeared to be under control. He just came out and gave a statement.
That's a public persona.
Didn't do any of that whole, string him up, cowboy, bang, bang, we're going to get you stuff.
Bring it on, anything like that, right? Mission accomplished.
None of that stuff. So I guess the question is, in our next segment,
yes?
Who am I kidding? We don't want to do a serious segment on this show. But when we come back, we'll talk about catching the number two guy in Al-Qaeda.
Do you think you can do what you usually do, bring out the real guy?
Yeah.
Like, get his innermost.
That would be great. Why should we waste time talking to listeners? Listeners who should be out there trying to find black men and black women who speak with Baltimore accents.
Correct.
Right. We can talk plenty on our own about catching this guy and what this means for the war.
Mm-hmm.
And more importantly, how Bush was on TV today.
Exactly.
Good. And I know just the person. I know just the person to talk to.
Mm-hmm.
His name is George. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don.
Yes, hello, and Mike. Hi.
Hey, well, I don't care about Mike. I don't care too much for him.
Well, now, come on. That's just not nice.
I don't feel the same way about you. I probably formed an opinion.
Sorry,
on you.
Bye!
There you go. That's just... Well, what a shame he had to be cut off.
I shall not take that. Nor would you.
No.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, Baltimore's number one in DD, too.
Or if you stab me, does Mike not bleed?
Do I not bleed? Does the blood that flows, is it the same? Yes, I say pithy, yes.
Pithy, pithy. I can't go boiling with you.
I can't go bowling with you, Ralphie boy.
Bang. Norton. I want to go bowling.
Hello. Don and Mike. Oh, turn the radio down.
Down. Big knob. Left.
Down. I got it down.
Hello.
Yeah, hey, I think we're in trouble, man, that we caught the number two guy and we killed him. I think the U.S. is in big trouble, man. What do you guys think?
Well, what are you talking about?
Hold on. I was just doing a setup to a bit. Do you really think we're doing a real, call-in thing?
Why are we in trouble?
I'm just trying to set up the fact that Mike's going to be Bush next.
Yeah, there's somebody to take his place. We're in big trouble, man. There's going to be something going on, 9/11 is coming up again, so... I'm scared. I am scared.
Okay, well, good. Be scared. Hide.
Be scared. That's what they want you to be.
Be very scared.
You guys?
I'm sorry that I was so proficient that you thought we were actually going to get serious. No, let me just lay it out for you.
Okay.
I think you'll like the next segment. I'm talking to you now on the phone.
You guys are not afraid? Mike, you're not afraid?
Nope.
Oh, man. You should be.
No.
Well, hey, why should we be?
Because now man, they're
going to
get us. You know they don't like Americans.
Retaliation.
Well, you know,
like they weren't trying to get us before?
Right. Why don't you go to Canada? Go to Toronto.
Well, they'll see Canada. They just spoiled that big thing up there.
That's why I said,
oh, yeah.
How many minorities in Canada?
Well, I'm sure they have plenty of minorities in Canada.
Yes, they do. Okay. When I said that we were going to have a serious talk, I was kidding. It was a admittedly lame segue to get into the next segment with Mike about President Bush on TV today.
We're keeping it light, sir.
I'm scared. I'm very scared for my life.
Boy, this is me. I tell you, I'm seeing a very large book open its cover right now.
Hold on. Two words again, and I think you'd be perfect. Because we're going to be in this war for a while. Human shield.
Yeah, we got a human shield right here.
I mean, I think we know that our guys and gals over there, that they don't have the proper body armor.
Right.
That the Humvees are not right. That they're going out there without the proper equipment. What we need are guys like this.
Yeah, a couple of tarred zombies to put out in front of the front line.
And what you've got to do is go through your neighborhoods now, and you've got to identify the people who you think would make the best human shield.
I think we got a perfect candidate for a human shield right here.
And I think we handle it just like the government. We go to the family and we say, guess what? Here's a $100 tax rebate.
That you've been selected.
Brilliant.
You got to sell it that way by saying you've been selected. Your son has been selected.
I have a serious question for you guys, though. Serious.
A
now.
Serious what?
Serious. Serious question.
Did you say a serious question?
Serious question.
What? Why? How come you're having difficulty pronouncing the word question?
I don't know. I'm just scared. I fear for the youngsters because I think they will be drafted.
Now you fear the draft.
I fear the draft.
I believe the children are our future.
You can't go around being afraid.
You're right, Buzz.
So stop it.
I'm scared.
I wish you knew the rest of that song.
The only thing we have to fear,
I believe the children are our future. La 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 la.
I'm so scared. I really think I might leave America.
Good.
Well,
bye.
Goodbye.
Take your advice and go to Canada.
Okay, good. You're done. It was very funny.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for coming on the show.
See you later.
Oh,
bye.
Okay.
Yes,
bye-bye.
Teach them all the beauty they possess inside.
It's a second Pittsburgh caller of the opening segment.
I was not from Pittsburgh.
Man, I just felt like saying that.
Hello. Give them a sense of pride.
I heard an accent.
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hi, we're doing very well, thanks.
Hey, the whole thing with the Baltimore accent, and Mike can probably attest to this, in New York, you know, black people just don't pick up like a Boston accent or New York. Mm. I don't think any of them would have the Baltimore.
No, here's where we got to disagree. And thank you for referring to them as them.
They.
We've heard.
I made a point about
we've
the
heard
fact that I've
them
heard brothers,
in New Jersey.
Yes, lots of brothers have New York, heavy New York.
Although I would
really?
Say that I would probably agree with this guy. I don't know that I've ever heard, and I don't ever go to Boston, so I don't know, like I go to Baltimore. I've never heard a brother talk with that Pacta. The odd.
I don't think I have either. I don't. I think that
might be a good show too.
I think that would be close. Not as much for whatever reason. Not as much as Baltimore, though.
I think that Baltimore accent mostly comes from the Dutch settlers that were on the Eastern Shore. But I don't know if
here we go.
Jesus Christ.
Here we go.
Well, I know.
Yeah, another amateur historian here.
Another scholar.
No, the Dutch settlers.
I think they were the Dutch masters.
Golfers.
The Dutch master debaters that they had, actually.
They were good.
Wonderful. Constant arguing, bickering.
They always paid their own check at restaurants.
Not a mic. Hello. Hello. And don't forget how they got around. Their double Dutch bus.
Right. And then, of course, it'll be all in the same bed, lifting the sheets up and flicking them over others' heads.
Dutch oven. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, you're on the air. Last call here. Hello.
Yeah, you were saying something earlier about where Marty Bass.
And each one of those people that would have dinner would always bring their mother's brother with them.
Who's that?
Their Dutch uncle.
What's a Dutch uncle?
What is a Dutch uncle, Rob?
I don't know, but I'm familiar with the phrase.
It's a phrase. What does it mean, though? I know there's a phrase, your Dutch uncle. That's your Dutch uncle. But what does the phrase mean?
I don't know.
See, I should come up with, if I'm using it, I should have that right on the tip of my tongue.
It's like the spelling bee. Can you use it in a sentence, Mike?
Right. You know.
I mean, I'm sure you can, but
I'm your Dutch uncle. You know what I think it is? And I'm just going to speculate here.
Right.
I would assume because Dutch treat involves paying, you know, for two people paying. I would assume your Dutch uncle is not your uncle by blood, but somebody that maybe is an uncle figure and takes care of, like, money.
Well, you're Bart's Dutch uncle because he calls you Uncle Mike.
That might be true, but I'm not sure.
I don't think so.
No.
You find it out, Buzz?
One definition says a person who sternly lectures, comments, or criticizes with unsparing severity.
Well,
your Dutch uncle.
That's right. There you go.
He's looking at me again. Carry over from yesterday's show. Yes, that's what I do all the time.
Are you still there? Guy who sounds like you're calling from Mars? Hello? Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, yes, Apollo 13, come in, you're breaking up. Hello.
I'm here.
Yes.
You were asking or mentioning earlier what the origins of Marty Bass was.
He's from Lexington, Kentucky.
I think, covered that.
Louisville, Kentucky.
Ask and answer.
We covered it.
Well, I'm listening to you on the internet. Your guys are like 10 pounds lighter and 2 hours behind. But there's one thing you guys didn't mention a long time ago about the second mistake that you made with Rosie O'Donnell, what the first big mistake was.
What are you rambling and babbling about? What?
Are you getting Rosie O'Donnell mixed up with TV star Leah Remini?
No. You know, originally when they put that Hasselbeck in there, they went over Jamie Presley for that spot. They thought that Hasselbeck was a better choice.
I believe he's
How
talking
do we get on a discussion of The View?
I believe he's talking about The View.
Huh.
Yeah, he is.
Okay, so you're saying what? We reported that Rosie O'Donnell got the job, right?
Correct. And you said how stupid of a move you guys were down on that, which everyone agrees with. But I think an even stupider move was putting Hasselbeck. The choices were between Jamie Presley at that time and Hasselbeck, and they put Hasselbeck in there, which is an even stupider move than Rosie O'Donnell.
And this has been troubling you for some time.
Obviously.
Hasselbeck's a sweet piece of ass.
Yeah, but so is Jamie Presley. So I kind of,
yeah,
as much
amazing.
As I really, as much as I hate to say it, I kind of see his point. I would rather be watching Presley every day than Hasselbeck, if that indeed is true.
And Hasselbeck comes off as some sort of, my ass doesn't stink, whereas...
How often do you watch The View?
I stopped watching it about a year ago.
Really?
How old are you, sir?
54.
How old?
54.
54. You know, I was thinking, sir...
How long, Mike's tired of holding his microphone. How long since your last hot meal?
Half an hour.
How long since your last solid BM?
Oh, a couple hours.
2 hours. Couple months.
couple hours.
How long since you last were with a woman who was actually there of her own free will?
probably a week and a half.
Week and a half. Yeah, it might be time to revisit that. Is she still available for you?
Yeah. Right up in the basement.
All right.
Anytime he wants.
Good talking to you, old man.
Thank you very much, you guys.
Thanks so much. Thanks for your input.
That was fun.
Our Dutch uncle.
That's our Dutch uncle right
Bye-bye
there.
Bye-bye now.
I want to flush now.
We were just sternly lectured. Elizabeth Hasselbeck.
Bye!
That was perfect.
Oh, wow.
No idea.
Yeah, that was perfect, Mike.
Hasselbeck.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought he was talking about the football player.
Right.
Oh, for Seattle.
That's right. Just continue. He's listening on the internet. I always said, them computers, they eat your brain from the inside.
Be right back. Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
All right, dude. Let me talk about duty.
Why?
Because it needs to get done. This administration has failed to do it. And now we have an urgent duty. We should do it now. Do it. Do it well. If it feels good, do it.
Duty.
For everybody.
Duty.
Do our duty.
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 The Don and Mike Show.
Duty. Means poop.
God damn it.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
Now, the American breed. Tap down. Then you go. That's how you used to do it in the old days.
Uh-huh.
No machines.
That's right.
You just clap during the song.
Use your hand.
You do that on the air? You do that in the recording studio.
Right.
Yeah, you actually would have people buy a microphone. They would just be going, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Just that easy.
Yeah, and then before tracks, they'd all just play. You'd bring the whole band in there, and you'd lay it down, baby.
Band! So I was just informed that was almost a record-setting
yes.
first break on the Don and Mike Show.
Mm-hmm. Was it really?
Yes.
5 minutes short of the record.
5 minutes short of the record.
All-time record for an opening segment?
Yeah.
And we're not pissed today.
No.
That usually involves a fight. That usually involves a fight of some kind.
Yeah.
It's exactly the opposite.
Yeah, we had a quest.
We seem to be all of us in relatively good moods mm-hmm. today.
Yes.
Absolutely. Right, yeah. Summertime. It's warm outside.
Everything's cool.
So we'll catch up a little bit here.
Kind of happy they got that bad guy.
And we'll find out now. I think we can now go via satellite, live to the White House, where all I want to do is ask him about his appearance on TV today. Hello, Georgie boy.
Right, son. Thank you right back.
Georgie boy.
Hold on a second.
Hey, Don?
Georgie boy.
Don, you there? I just you got to give me a second here.
George?
Dick, fired up. Yep, absolutely. I have to say something. If my voice is a little raspy,
yeah.
We are enjoying big fat stogies right now. It is celebration time, but very seriously, I'm very glad and happy that we have eradicated a major ill in the Middle East.
Do you off the top of your head, do you know the name of the cat that the U.S. forces got?
No.
Off the top of your head.
Damn it.
Off the top of your head.
Why do you do this here? Okay, here goes nothing. We are happy that we have eliminated the presence of Muhammad Zach.
Louis Anderson.
Yeah, I love him. You know, that's my favorite comedian. How come he's not on the TV anymore? I love Louis Anderson, big fat guy. Boy, nothing funnier than a fat guy cracking jokes about himself.
Where are you at physically in the White House right now? Are you in the Situation Room?
No situations for me today. We knocked him out. We're happy. We're delighted. We're just having a good old time. He ain't anywhere near the Situation Room. George is in the Oval Office with his feet kicked up, and he's wearing his special sunglasses that he's going to wear on the chopper when they fly me up to Camp David later on after I get done with all these BS things I got to take care of. It's a very serious day and a happy day for people in the Middle East and in Iraq.
You think your numbers are going to go up now?
It comes to my attention that this was a real rotten apple, this fella. Mm-hmm. And I got the briefing earlier today. You want me to give you a taste of that?
Yeah.
We got them real nice big bombs, the heavy ones, you know. And they let me check this out. Here's what they can do.
Yeah.
God, I love our military. Can I say that?
Yeah.
I just love them. I just love what they're up to. They got them these big, they're called bunker busters.
Oh, hey.
And they're big. They weigh like 100 pounds.
Huh? Did you see the season finale of Deal or No Deal?
Oh, man, oh, man. You know, those people take chances because sometimes, you know, they'll have them this one column on the left side that's got a lot of small numbers, and they have got no numbers on the right side, so they have no idea what they're doing, so it's real kind of crazy. Like, and then they'll just go for it anyway, and I'm looking at the TV, I say, Laura, pass the pretzel down here, and I won't choke on it, and my God, go for it. You got stones, man. You really do. You did that, and I'm happy about that.
You like Howie Mandel, don't you?
Yeah, I like Howie Mandel. What I don't like is, you know, when we have a success like this with our military, and it's a big day, and they tell me it's a big day, and it stays like this, I truly regret my ignorance. I don't know it good. And it's tough for me to talk and brag when I want to call my mom and dad and say, look what we did. We got out that bad guy. All I know, here's what they tell me.
Okay.
The guy runs in today and said, Mr. President, great news. I said, well, tell me. I ain't had none of that in a long time, a very long time. He said, Mr. President, we are happy to tell you that we knocked out the number one terrorist guy, that bad guy with the beard and the one that wears that wraparound hat. We got him, and he's dead. He's deader than dead, deader than hell, and ain't going nowhere. And then they showed me. I said, well, come on, show me that picture
verification.
Show me the picture for verification.
And
man, I tell you, but Deal or No Deal, getting back to more serious matters, I know I could win that show. I got me a system.
What's your system for Deal or No Deal?
I look in the eyes of the supermodels, and they give it away.
Hmm.
That is my belief. And I was talking to one of my favorite people that came over there, Carl, the architect.
I thought you're not supposed to play with Carl Rove anymore.
don't tell anybody. But I talked to him about everything. I said, Carl, you look in the eyes of the supermodels on Deal or No Deal, and they will tell you which one of them has the most money. because they have that kind of girly look where they're smiling with their eyes. And I said, look at her. And sure enough, hear me out, son. This is big stuff.
Okay, all right, I'm sorry.
Sure, I swear to God, as the cows come home, that girl that had the smiley eyes, she opened up her case. She had $400,000 in it. And I said, I told you.
Wow.
I said, Carl, look at her eyes. And that is why, right there, I love the Deal or No Deal. Because it's as though those metal briefcases are transparent to me and I can see the money inside. I'm not real good on the small numbers, though, because the models, they're pretty. And they got the dead eyes, some of them. You know, you just can't real tell. But the ones that are sparkly, they have that sparkly look like they just got them a diamond ring or something. It's fun. I'm just, you'll pardon me, I'm a little giddy.
Now,
they told me, first thing that that Snowball told me today is, do not be giddy. I said, all right, new boy. I said, come on now, new boy. Come on,
Tony
Fox
Snow,
News.
Right.
Snowboy says to me, do not appear too happy. I said, oh, come on. Can't I just come out and put my hands up in the air over my head and kind of go victory?
But you don't even know the name of the guy.
Mohammed Al...
No.
Samuel L. I know his last name. It's... It's Zachary.
Off your script right now that they gave you.
Off my script, yes.
I wish
you could see. They gave me some new Air Force One sunglasses that I'm trying out right now.
Cool.
They are so cool. I want to wear them all the time. They said, no, Mr. President, you can't wear them all the time. You can't look. I said, well, all the big guys that are on TV look cool with them.
What does this mean for our continuing battle in Iraq?
Yes.
That you took out this guy. Do you even understand? Does this mean anything?
Can you repeat the question?
What does this mean in practical terms for the ongoing war in Iraq that we were able to take out this big, gigantic clod?
I believe now everyone will come around and see that our course has been right. That our decisions have been sound, and that we are continuing on.
No. I said not off the script.
That we are continuing.
Not what you rehearsed.
Okay, you want me off the top of my head?
Yeah.
We're doing good, son. We won one.
Why?
We killed the guy.
Who?
We killed a real bad guy.
Who did we kill?
Zing Ding Doppel Zickin Sheriff. I don't care. It doesn't matter to me. Falafel Flippin Bad Guy. That's who we got. The guy with the beard that killed the people.
Right.
That's it.
And what does that signify?
Oh, a major announcement. An exclusive to your show.
Yeah.
You heard it here.
What?
Prior to the midterm elections, your president will have a major announcement. I will tip my hand to you.
Okay. Thank you.
There is a chance that come this November, the week before the election, I will make a special announcement that gas will be reduced to 48 cents a gallon.
Wow.
How do you like them apples? It is doable. I was talking to a buddy of mine down in Houston. He's called me up. He said, Mr. President, I said, what could you do to help me up? Get our people. Hello. I did. You said I.
There's mom, you think?
Yeah,
somebody.
You said that I could.
That was his cell phone.
That's a.
How's he going to get gas down to 48 cents a gallon?
That's my oil buddy. Hold on.
He knows.
Oh. I have to take this call off air, please.
All right. You told me that I could. You told me I could say with it.
Just take it off the
air. That's not going to make people. I don't care, Mr. Yes, sir. Mr. Mobile. Thank you.
You know, with Mr. Exxon not there?
Yes, I got the jacket. Thank you. Thank you for the Tony the Tiger jacket. I know he's not Tony the Tiger. He's a tiger in your tank. I won't say a word about it.
Disregard what I just said. No, that's not necessary at all. We are working diligently with the oil industry to make sure that the American consumer is not...
What about 48 cents a gallon?
Shh. Shut up. Hello. Hey, how about you, Jimmy? How are you? Yeah, we did it, didn't we? I'm on a radio. I'm in that radio show. Those two guys that don't like us all the time. You know, the guy, he's making me pronounce in names. I just tell him we got the bad guy. That's right. Yeah, okay.
Jimmy who?
I love it. Oh, thank you. You're a good man.
James? It wouldn't
right?
be James Carvel.
Come on now. I like it. Right on.
Who
bye-bye.
Huh? Who was that?
Jimmy Kimmel.
Kimmel? Why is Jimmy Kimmel calling?
I love his show. That's the best late night show that they have. I like that. I don't like the other two.
Huh.
Don't care for him one little bit. I like that. He's a good guy. I get congratulatory calls all the time. My phone, my special cell phone with my little ringer, yeah, it's been ringing off the hook. People have been going crazy. Sure. I'm very excited. We're going up to, what the hell is it? Camp,
David.
No, not that one. What's the other one? Where the president goes.
Camp David.
Step up to the microphone. Why are you looking at me like that? You don't think I know where my helicopters take me, son?
Camp
I'm the
David.
Flipping president of the United States. You don't think I know where I'm going?
Do you mean Shangri-La?
Yeah, there you go. That's what it is.
Hey, here's the question.
For the sake of argument, I dub the Shangri-La, powerful man in the United States. We're going to Shangri-La is where we're going. Damn it.
What?
I don't have... Let him talk back to you like that? More back talk from you, boy.
Yep. What is the worst fart you can ever remember your mom making?
Oh, no. I'm going to get in trouble.
Yes.
Oh, don't get me started on that.
What's the worst
part? Well, first of all, I'll be at the breakfast table.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I just want to know. You make me laugh at that. Mama doing that. She did it. She never admitted to it, though. Never in her life when she admitted it. Jesus Christ. She weren't supposed to be listening. Hello? Hello, Mother. You were? No. Oh, no. I didn't mean it. No, Mama, I didn't. He said it. I didn't. I did laugh. Guilty as charged, just when I drove the car when I've been drinking. I know. I'm sorry. Yes, I am. Okay, well, well, thank you, Mamo.
You know, I
thank you very much.
I don't know what he's doing. We are losing.
I appreciate that.
The transmission. She's saying something nice to him, I guess.
Goodbye, my mother. Hello. Hey, Don.
Hey, I'm losing.
She ain't mad. She ain't mad because I killed the bad guy.
Oh.
She said I can do that today. She gave me a free pass.
Got a break.
Mama gave me a free pass. I got to run, son.
Okay.
Busy day. Y'all take care.
All right, bye.
Bye, Doug.
What's that guy's name again?
Bob. Skippity Skippity. Iraqi Backy.
You're not going to get a straight end.
He's a flipping terrorist, is what he is.
He is.
Good night. Where's my wild turkey?
I think we've lost
probably, yeah, for the best.
We've lost the transmission. We've lost it. Mike?
Is he gone? I think we've completely lost him.
Apparently it's...
My friend Mike really likes Theater of the Mind.
I have no idea where he went. I have no idea.
Subway.
No idea.
Eat fresh. Yes.
Okay. My idol,
John Lovett.
You bet your ass.
No ass.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
Number 15 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
I hate this place. Nothing works here. The medications don't work. I've been here for 7 years. Nothing works here. I hate this place. Nothing works here. The medications don't work. I've been here for 7 years. I hate this place. Nothing works here. The medications don't work. I hate this place. Nothing works here. The medications don't work. I've been here for 7 years. Nothing works here. Nothing works here.
Obviously, he doesn't like this place.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Hey, what happened?
Mike and Van Halen. Now some Ed Van.
Ladies and gentlemen.
All right.
Here's Don and Mike.
Broadcasting with a utility belt full of fun for ye, Don and Mike.
Okay, listen, here's where we are in the show. We're running late, but it's okay. We're going to save it here in the middle and make the end of the show bearable for everybody as far as commercials go, because we ran long. Someone called the other day and asked about Pastor Harry, one of these nut jobs we had on that said everything was going to end yesterday,
mm-hmm,
or the day before yesterday, 666. We've got Pastor Harry coming up on the show today.
Oh, now, did it get a little contentious with Pastor Harry towards the end? Was it, did he say, hey, I'll show you?
Doesn't it with like everybody?
I thought it did with him. I seem to remember.
He was okay.
He was okay?
He wanted to come back and say he was right.
Oh, yeah. Well, but it had been in a way that was kind of cocky. So, yeah, you know,
maybe. Wonder what he's going to say now. We'll take him down a peg, Mike.
Right.
Also, listen, you can start calling for this now.
Yeah.
In our next break, not now, but in our next break, we're going to try a new game today. This involves groups of two.
Huh.
People paired off together.
Right.
Outside with one cell phone.
Okay.
And bear in mind, of course, crap detectors will be going off during this. Ideally, what we'd like to do is get four or five people in an outdoor area, you know, from different cities,
mm-hmm.
calling in, and we get them all to take five steps backwards from each other. Then guy number one, if I was playing with Mike, for instance, I would throw the phone to Mike.
Yeah, we're doing the honor system here. This is the honor system. Please play the game legitimately.
It's like the stupid egg toss thing that you have. Then you say that, let's say that all the people make it to the first round. You say move past five more feet. And what I think will be great, or not, let me just lower the expectations. What I think will be adequate is the further the people get away, we'll actually hear the phone. And it's going to take some skill to catch the phone because most phones now are flip phones.
You know, it's really not going to require the honor system.
You're going to have to cradle it like an outfielder would cradle a baseball.
We're going to be able to hear the sound of the phone in the air. It's going to make a sound.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not going to be able to really fake that sound. You're not going to be able to blow into it or anything like that.
Right.
I think this is going to be easy to detect BS. And I always hate to think like that when it comes to games, but, well, that's what we do.
Phone catch. So you can call now.
Uh-huh.
If you get the phone,
it would be phone toss, like the egg toss at a
phone toss
at a, you know, at a picnic.
So if you get this, what we're doing, call 877-365-3636.
Uh-huh.
Trying to dial my own telephone right now.
Is it on?
Oh.
I just hung up on myself. Were you impatient with yourself?
Yes.
We could go out and do it. Of course, that would ruin a phone. We could do it on the grass.
Not with my phone.
Not with our phones. No.
We'll do it right here, Mike.
My phone. We could do it with my phone. If my phone broke...
We'll just do it right over the console.
All right,
because here you go. Here's me. Picking up my phone now. Okay, here you go. Mike,
yeah.
Catch it underhanded, please.
Okay.
Here it comes now to Mike. I'm going to turn our microphones off.
All right.
Now, just a second.
Now, listen. This is for our listening audience. We're going to play the game very well because both of us are skilled, natural athletes.
That is Mike into the microphone, and here we go. Boom. It's me, Mike. Now I'm going to take 10 steps back.
Don't take 10 steps back.
All right.
Just walk walk a pace back.
I have to put the microphone out of the way. Thank you. Here we go. On the count of three. One.
It's funny when it's my phone, isn't it?
Two. Three. All right, now I'll toss another hand. Here we go. Hi, friend.
There you go.
That's what, you know what?
About seven paces, but
there you go. Let me just turn that off. Hello.
Do we have anybody with a real crappy phone?
Acid.
We could really
flashback. Hello.
We have anybody with a real crappy phone here that would want to get rid of it?
Mike, we have people calling already.
Okay.
Who already grasped the concept?
Good.
Sold.
So listen. Oh, and the prize we're playing for today.
Yes.
Oh, friends, how about this? How about just for this dumb game, this cell phone catch game?
Funky Tuesday.
This is our cell phone catch music.
Yeah, this is cell phone toss. It's got to be the egg toss.
Yeah.
877-365-3636, the number. We have $200 in cash, plus an S-load of tickets to the Richmond International Raceway SunTrust IndyCar Challenge under the lights at Richmond on June 24th. That's with Danica Patrick. Go to RIR.com. And, of course, we have online accounts with deep discount CDs. Now offers the most music for the guaranteed lowest price online with free shipping. Find great music for less at deepdiscount.com.
Is the rule also that they have to be on a hard surface, either a driveway or a parking lot?
I think a grassy surface really would be best because once you get to...
Isn't the idea if they lose, their phone is destroyed?
The risk...
Mike, that wasn't the original thought. I mean, if you'd like,
I like that thought.
Yeah, I'm thinking, you know, because then also, if it lands on the grass, we probably couldn't tell.
Wouldn't hear much.
It's soft when it lands on the grass. If it lands on a hard surface, you're going to hear it clack, clack, clack.
Yeah, okay, but who's going to want to play them? Going to break their phone.
You're probably right about that.
So, I mean, can we just start? you can isolate this later. Start with grass.
And then work your way up to harder surfaces.
Start on grass. Grass will be the gateway.
Exactly.
The gateway of substance. The gateway.
Okay.
You know. I mean, let's just see how it works.
All right.
See how it works with gas. With grass. Remember, no gas, no grass, no ass.
And is it just cell phones, or could somebody use a cordless phone at home?
I think just cell phones.
Okay.
I think just cell phones. Just like these little tiny
babies.
You'll
probably hear it if it lands on the grass.
I think so. And also, you know, I don't know if I necessarily want people busting their phones up.
Right.
Unless we're doing a thing like bust your phone up.
Okay, yeah.
Because what if somebody's got, like, a nice Razor phone?
Yeah, this it opens up to a lot more people. You're right. Because you're not going to hurt your Razor phone if you drop it on the lawn.
Yeah, or whatever, you know, or whatever fancy phone you have.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, at the pisser, incidentally, for those of us who, I know I've mentioned this before, so I'm sorry. But for those of us that saw the future and bought the Razor phone when they first came out.
Yes.
First, do we feel like dummies? Because we paid just a gigantic amount of money, and now you can buy them for 5 cents each.
Mm-hmm.
Not only that, but now you can buy them where they do everything. They have sex with you and everything, and they're tinier.
Great.
And they cost nothing. I go into the place, and I say to them, hey, I like those brand new phones. They say, you know what? How'd you like a brand new service plan?
Yeah, that's how you do it.
So never mind.
That is how they get you.
They always do.
I'll stick with this thing.
I don't even know how to work the speaker function on my phone, and that makes me mad.
Mm.
It says I have it. I don't believe I have it.
This is the online right now for the game. We have Luke and Stephanie, Chris and Rachel, Kathy and Son. So we need more. We'll get to that in a second with your calls at 877-365-3636. On our webpage today at DonnaMikeWebsite.com, two pictures for you. One of them really doesn't need a lot of a background. Rob knows that I'm gay for Britney Spears,
right.
And there is a story going around that she is having an affair with her manny, not her nanny, but her manny.
Right, and
her
she's
manny.
With child, right? I mean,
yes,
she's
she
pregnant
is.
Again.
And we have a picture of her and the guy,
the manny.
Yeah, she thinks. Rob thinks the guy looks like Joe.
I do
a little, yeah. In this photo,
so there you go. He's
on his trading card.
He's used to be some type of military guy. It's a picture of him with Brittany walking around.
Hey, it looks like Joe if you dropped acid.
That's stupid.
Okay,
but the real picture that we want you to see.
I love this.
Is this one, and we've run it before, and there's really no reason to look at it. It's the oldest chick from Full House.
Oh, wow.
The one, the hot one, Jodie Sweetin.
She was the middle daughter.
What a great top that is.
She was the middle one, and she's like, isn't she been like with crystal meth? And...
Oh, she's better now. She doesn't take any meth anymore.
Okay, well, she looks lovely.
Doesn't she?
We got a press release today that I will just read you verbatim. Dear Don and Mike Show, obviously it's a standard, you know, Dear Don and Mike Show, blah, 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 cutting edge talk radio, blah, 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 blah. Would you be interested in an interview with Jodie Sweetin, who is hosting a new show on the Fuse Network called Pants Off, Dance Off?
Wow.
The premise is simple. People of all ages taking off their clothes, their favorite music videos.
Oh, yeah.
So we called up there.
And we get her in studio?
Well, no. They're making the show in Canada, I think.
We can't get her in studio wearing that outfit?
No, we cannot. But the deal is what? That it's kind of like strip trivia or So You Think You Can Dance, kind of a mixture of the two?
I looked online and they have clips. You can Google it. I saw a midget in an Elvis jumpsuit taking his clothes off. And it's pixelated so the whole family can enjoy it.
So it's stripping, basically.
Yeah, basically. Hmm. It's the pants-off, dance-off, Mike.
Pants-off, dance-off.
Hello.
I like that.
And I got a question for you, Mike.
Yes.
This is not so much a brain teaser, okay? I gave it to Rob as well tonight, and I said it to him the same way. Not a brain teaser.
Okay.
Let's say that you're going to have a get-together in the state of Tennessee.
All right.
Let's see, it's going to be at the Tennessee State Fairgrounds. You're going to have a reunion for the Dukes of Hazzard. You're going to have John Schneider,
mm-hmm.
Tom Wopat, original, Bo and Luke Duke, the chick that was Daisy Duke, Catherine Bach.
Catherine Bach, beautiful.
Cooter is there.
Of course.
Roscoe's there.
Right.
Okay. This is in Tennessee.
Boss Hoggs is dead, right?
Yes, Boss Hoggs.
Tennessee State Fairground.
Right.
How many people showed up for this one-time reunion of the cast of the Dukes of Hazzard?
I'll say 1,000 people would show up for something like that.
Buzz.
I'll say 120.
120 people?
Yeah.
More than 100,000 people showed up.
That's what I mean. See, I really thought you were going the other way.
No.
I really thought you were going. Because if you had said 20, I would have thought that was plausible.
Here's another one for you.
Mm-hmm. 100,000 people?
Wow. See if you can guess how many replicas of the General Lee were registered in the General Lee look-alike contest.
5.
Buzz?
I'll say 100.
158.
Now, you wouldn't have said 100
unless you knew how
many people were there.
Based on that first answer.
How great is that?
100,000 people.
Wow. Uh-huh.
I came in third.
That is amazing. 100. We're going to the reunion.
Oh, goddamn. I like that. And Buzz, I got one more thing I found on the internet. If you'd please be so kind.
Sure.
As you go to Get Hasselhoff to Number One. And one is the number one, not the letter, or not the spelling, not O-N-E. It's Get Hasselhoff, two S's, two F's, to number one, one.com.
Yeah, whatever the cause is, if it's helping David.
Are you ready?
Is it his bladder?
No, I'm not. Is it the number two? Did you say Get Hasselhoff?
Get him to number one.
Get
feed
Hasselhoff.
Feed him lots of water.
Get Hasselhoff to, T-O.
Okay.
Number one. The number one, not spelling one,
.com. Okay, let me change that.
Well,
I hope now that the delay doesn't catch up with us. This is a website for Europeans who love David Hasselhoff.
Yeah. And how about Americans? Are Americans able to play, too?
No, Mike, we hate him.
Damn it. Oh, we do?
We hate him.
I love him.
They love him over there. And what this is...
he cried when Taylor Hicks won.
They're trying to get his brand-new song to be the number one released song in England and also the number one most downloaded iTunes song of the week when his new hit record comes out.
We've heard some of his music on the show. It's fabulous.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he's scary good.
He is scary good.
He's scary. We able to find the side buzz?
Not yet. No.
Exactly. What does that mean?
I've got the hourglass. I'm waiting for the page to come up.
Oh.
Well,
might be one of those pesky German websites.
We will get to you when we are ready.
The crooked cross, the website flew.
They are looking for 75,000 people to buy a copy of his single in the first week.
Wow. Have they thought about going to the Dukes of Hazzard reunion to sign them up?
That'll do it.
By the way, Buzz can't get to the site, but it's pretty funny.
Yeah, just loaded. Apparently a lot of people are going there, Don.
There it is. Thank you.
Oh, you got it?
Yeah. It's pretty funny.
There we go.
I spent most of the morning there.
Get Hasselhoff to number one.
.com. And it's got all of the great David Hasselhoff features for the David Hasselhoff fans.
Do you think he's popular in Germany solely because of that last name? Because
no.
It is such a German name. You don't think so?
He sprung to popularity in Germany. I found this out today on this website because he sang atop the Berlin Wall as it was coming down. And that day, like that week, his album went platinum.
Well, he's used to standing on those lifeguard stands.
Rob, I think that is most likely an urban legend.
No. I think it's very true.
And Sarah is being dropped as we speak.
What do you got there now, Buzz? Anything?
Well, there's like a thermometer on that same web page.
They want to get 75,000 people to register.
They're a long,
oh, that's
long,
like you would see with a fundraising.
That's
right.
Why it's such a great website.
Long way from their goal.
You can see, all they ask is that you buy a song or buy the iTunes download.
A lot to ask.
Everyone is going to buy it on the same day, so it's 75,000 copies bought in one day.
I wonder if this is a legitimate fan site or a Hasselhoff conspiracy. You know, those Germans, all sorts of conspiracies.
You know, Hasselhoff has got it going on.
He does. And he's an emotional guy. It truly moved me on American Idol when they went to the crowd shot of David Hasselhoff, who was so happy for Taylor Hicks that he had tears in his eyes.
No, I told you, it's because he's going to be on the new Simon Cowell show.
That's right.
He's on. He was there just as a pawn.
Ooh. Never mind.
He's going to be on the on America's Got Talent.
Right.
And I saw him also in the ad for the Adam Sandler movie, the one that does look funny. Have you seen the ads for Clicker?
No, but I'm thinking America's Got Talent. David Hasselhoff is the right guy to be on that show to be judging. I mean, no doubt about that.
I know. I get jokes.
Hasselhoff.
And that's the one that Regis is a host of.
Right.
It's Hasselhoff and Brandy.
And a British guy.
And a British guy.
The obligatory British guy who will be the jerk, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Hasselhoff will be the Randy Jackson.
Kind of in between. And
Regis is supposed to be Ryan Seacrest.
Oh, God.
God, I went. I made again. What did Ryan Seacrest talk? Came out every time talking about his prostate. Hello there. I'm having your difficulty reading the cue cards. I don't get it. But Hasselhoff is also featured, if I'm not mistaken, in the ads of the Adam Sandler movie Click.
Yeah.
At one point... have you seen the ad, Mike?
No, I have not. Is this an Adam Sandler comedy, or is he still doing the show?
No, it's a comedy, and it looks like it's him not in the baby voice.
Mm-hmm.
Where the premise is he's got a remote control that can click and stop time.
I have seen that.
In the ad...
Doesn't he play a boss? He plays a boss, and I think Adam Sandler like hits him at one point.
Oh, you mean the Hasselhoff.
Hasselhoff.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
That's it. Because... Adam Sandler does stand up and punch him in the face.
Kind of an interesting premise. He's back to doing those screwball comedies.
Hasselhoff is hot, though.
Yeah.
SpongeBob.
Right.
Sandler.
You know, if you're able to
mock... And now Philbin.
If you're able to mock yourself, as Hasselhoff can do, it lengthens your career.
What choice did he have?
Here's the thing. With Shatner, don't you believe Shatner really does get the fact that he's mocking himself?
Yes.
And with Hasselhoff, like in the SpongeBob movie and everything?
Yeah.
Don't you think that there's part of him that's really not mocking it?
I think with all of those guys, you know, that they really... I think Shatner even has so much ego that at first he's better at it now than anybody else because I think he eventually figured it out. But guys like Hasselhoff...
What about George Hamilton?
George Hamilton has gotten it for years. I think George Hamilton knows he's a parody of himself.
Right.
But a guy like Wayne Newton, I think it comes and it goes because Wayne Newton's been in shows where he kind of mocked himself also.
I think Wayne Newton is recent, though.
Right.
But it started with that Vegas Vacation movie.
That year where he played Beverly D'Angelo went nuts.
Wayniacs.
Yeah.
All right. Cats, the music means this. It's time for the cell phone toss.
Yay!
Couples of two.
Uh-huh.
Partners of two. You toss the phone. We'll start you at 10 paces apart. We'll see what happens, okay?
Very good.
This music could be mildly amusing or it could just suck like Monica Lewinsky.
Right. And you have to be honest if the phone falls.
Phone number. Oh, that's right. Because as Mike is having the request turned down today, we are not playing on hot pavement with broken glass.
What a shame.
Next time, maybe.
Barefoot.
Right. How about in the pool?
With live rats.
How about in the pool?
In the pool.
Which really, has anybody that has ever had that experience would know, if you want to really kill a cell phone, put water in it.
Oh, yeah.
Or ask Rob about, didn't your wife put her cell phone in a glass of water?
It was even better. It was our phone in our house, but it is a cordless phone.
Right.
And she dropped it into a glass of water. I said, how in the world did you do this? And
it's
she didn't know, but it ruined the whole system.
And then it was just one cocked fist, and boom.
And then she landed in a glass of water.
Next thing you know, it's double S. Smelling salts.
And the water coming out of her eyes.
Smelling salts, Spiewak.
The Punisher.
It was pretty, really.
Oh, dear.
Smelling salts, Spiewak.
And a poor, put-upon woman.
All right, got a break. Listen, your calls for the cell phone, catch, toss, whatever the dumb thing is. We'll do this when we come... Way to sell it.
Cell phone talk.
Whatever this dumb thing is, when we come right back. Thanks,
Mike. Number 15 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
They're great.
From the producers who brought you Sex Men and Sex Men 2, Sex Men United. Get ready for Sex Men, The Last Stand. All your favorite erotic mutants are back and better than ever. Captain Nobutt.
Watch out, Jack. That's an exit. Not an entrance.
strap on.
I don't know what they've told you, but bigger is better. Now hand me those D batteries.
Skin tight.
I'll give you headlines, lady. Right on your daisy.
The Punisher.
After I love you, I have to hit you.
Johnny Thick.
I don't know, guys. I don't think it's going to fit.
And their lovable animated sidekick, JoJo Binks.
I may be CGI, but I sure could use a Miller Lite.
Sex Men, The Last Stand. The time has come for those who are different to stand and fornicate wildly.
And look, a Wolverine right in my pants.
Sex Men, The Last Stand. Rated X in color from Independent International.
The Don and Mike Show.
You now agree with me?
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, it starts out real strong.
Cute little idea.
Fun, then, right? Then it fades a little bit.
It's a cute little idea.
Ah. Right.
Well, we'll never get that minute back.
They really make it so worthwhile. Don Geronimo McNamara.
Let me hear that one again. That's too good.
Dude, is Elvis?
They really make it so worthwhile. Don Geronimo McNamara.
Dude, Walker doing his Elvis Presley impression.
He's a mimic.
Gotcha. Callers are now standing by.
Good.
Let's get to cell phone toss.
Or whatever. Whatever it is. Catch.
How toss. About we call it whatever? How about cell phone whatever? Or just simply whatever?
How about whatever?
I think whatever is a good name for a lot of the stuff on this show. Whatever. All right, so the deal is that you've got a cell phone, and you've got a friend, and you're going to throw the phone back and forth. So you're very far apart, and finally the phone doesn't work, or you drop it, and Mike's world, it breaks, and you put out an eye, and Mike is now drawing martini glasses. Where's that tape?
They're like 5 seconds ahead.
Hello there, turn off your radio, please. We're not 5 seconds ahead. We're way behind. Hello.
Yeah, you won't hear us until.
Are you hello?
Yeah. Yes.
We're talking to
pay
you.
Attention to the phone.
Are we tossing the phone now?
Hold on. Slow down, friend. What's your name? Any idea?
My name is Luke.
Luke, where are you from?
I'm from Sacramento.
All right, Luke. Who are you going to be tossing the phone with, Luke?
I'm
going
to be throwing the phone down the hallway to my sister.
How many paces are you apart right now?
We're good. What did we say? 12, 15,
16? No. Hold on. Already, no. Luke, you have failed to listen to the instructions.
Luke, what we're going to... First of all, we did ask that you go to a backyard area.
A backyard? You want us to go outside?
Please. Yeah, that'd be nice.
Go outside.
Okay. Go in the backyard.
Learn to listen.
And all right. What you want to do is stand back.
Down there.
Stand... Hold on.
Luke, I need you to calm down a little bit.
Luke, you got to stand back to back with Steph. With
back to
Stephanie.
Back.
Stand back to back, like you're going to have a duel.
And then you each walk 5 paces.
5 paces.
Count them off.
Back to back, you each walk.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Now right, tell her to say hello to you.
Yeah, she's...
Tell her to say hello to you.
She's down to 5.
Yeah. Tell her to say hello.
Say hello.
Hello.
Okay.
All right, there we go.
Now, please to be tossing the phone to Stephanie. If she drops it, you're a big loser.
All right, here we go.
1, 2, 3, go.
Here we go. Hello?
Hi. Sound like it might have been a drop and then a pickup.
Maybe it was.
Did you drop it, Stephanie?
Yeah, no, I didn't drop it. I caught it.
Yeah,
I pressed the button.
A fumble.
All right, Stephanie?
Yeah.
Both you and Luke take 5 additional steps backwards, please.
Yeah, yell down to Luke and tell him to do that.
Luke, you got to take 5 more steps backwards.
Yeah, let's hear you count them off, please, Stephanie.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Now yell to Luke and let him yell back so we can hear where he is.
Hey, Luke, did you yell back 5?
5!
Yeah, okay. There he is.
All right. Now, what you want to do is, I would recommend underhand.
You know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking really if this is going to work with the honor system, because I think if it lands and they don't catch it, it might hang the phone up.
That might. I don't know. The talk number? Okay.
So let's see what happens.
Well, they got to catch it.
They got to catch it.
Like I said, ideally it should be like an outfielder diving after the ball where you just cradle it. Or a wide receiver, on the sidelines.
Yeah, we practice it. So.
You practice it. Okay. Yeah, if he drops it, you lose.
Nothing to worry about.
You should be 20 paces apart. Go ahead, Stephanie. Throw the phone back to Luke.
Okay, Luke, I'm starting it back. Okay, just a second. Okay, here you go. 1, 2, 3. Here you go.
Hello? Now, why did she react like that, Luke?
I caught it.
Why the screaming?
Because I caught it.
Ah. You didn't drop it for a minute? Man, it sounds like you caught it.
I didn't drop it. The neighbors are out here laughing at us.
Okay.
Because we look pretty retarded.
John, 5 more paces for each of them?
Yeah, please. Please.
Tell your sister to take 5 paces backwards.
It doesn't sound to me like they're outside.
All right. You know what? We're going to have to go.
Sounds to me like we're getting a BS parade here. Beyond BS parade.
There is an echo. Your crap detector going off?
Yeah.
All right. We're going 5 paces back. We're going down to the parking lot now.
I'm going down to the parking lot.
Yeah, so we can get all the way back.
Your scenario, Mike.
Let him.
Go back. More.
Back.
All right, let's hear your sister so we can hear how far away she is.
All right, say hello.
All right, good.
It's further away.
All right. Throw it.
Is that far enough?
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. This is probably going to break the phone, but all right, here we go.
Oh, crap detector.
Here we go.
Hello?
Did you catch it?
Yeah, I caught it.
Tell the truth.
What?
Did you really catch it?
Yeah, I caught it.
Sounded like you dropped it.
No, I hit my hand out hard.
You what?
I hit real hard.
I hit my hand out hard.
Okay, move back 5 more paces.
Oh, my God, 5 more paces. Okay, 5 more paces.
And have your boyfriend do the same.
It's my brother, not my boyfriend, okay?
Well, okay. Sacramento.
5 more paces. Okay, 1...
Eventually, we'll have them 2 miles apart.
This isn't going to work. Okay.
Right. Let's hear Luke. Tell Luke to shout back.
See, eventually, what you're
going
to...
You've got to step back 5 more paces, too.
What you're going to do, my love, is find the gold standard that others will be judged by who come after you.
Has anybody been keeping track of the paces?
They should be. It was.
Hey, brain.
Yeah. They started at 5 and 5 and...
40 paces apart.
Okay, I see what you're saying. Okay.
All right, Stephanie, we're ready. Go ahead. Throw the phone back at Luke.
Okay, Luke, I'm going to throw it. Okay, 1, 2, 3.
Success.
That phone is history.
Seems to me the phone has been destroyed.
Well, I take back the thing about the crap detector.
Yep.
Hold on.
I heard something.
What, Robbie?
Sounds like he's trying to work the phone.
Gold standard stays at 30.
And then I sat and really worked it.
So 30 paces is so far, that's what you have to shoot for, I think. But actually, but if they get to 40 and they catch it, they're going to win.
Right. Line just checked out. Let's try this one. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi there. Who is this, please?
It's Chris and Rachel.
Chris and Rachel, where are you cats from?
We're from Annapolis, Maryland.
Okay, beautiful. Are
you got a big backyard to do this?
Yeah, we're in the backyard.
All right, good. What I need you to do is get Rachel right behind you, standing back-to-back.
Then when she's back-to-back with you, say hi to her and let her say hi. Not right on the phone, but so we can hear how close she is.
Hi, Rachel.
Okay, now, 5 paces apart, please, each. Go.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Now, hopefully she's doing the same.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she did.
Say hi to Rachel.
Hi, Rich.
Hi.
Okay, now
10 paces.
Throw the phone to her.
1, 2, 3, go.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, go.
I caught it.
Yeah, all right, I believe her.
Yay.
Good job, Rachel.
All right, Rachel, now please move back 5 more paces if we could hear you. Count them off and have your is it your brother?
It's my boyfriend.
Your boyfriend. All right. Both of you, 5 more paces backwards.
And let's hear you count them off, please.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Say hi to Chris.
Hi.
Hey.
All right. Sounds like their part.
Let her go. Let her go, Rachel.
Ready? Oh, my God.
Got it.
Hey.
Got it now.
Nice catch.
Now,
5 more paces each.
Chris,
yes.
Count them off. You go back 5 and have Rachel go back 5. Count them off live, please.
All right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Now, holler down to Rachel.
Hey, Rach.
Hey.
Okay. Right now, they're 30 paces apart. That was the high mark before.
If you beat the other people here, you're the big winner.
Well, actually, they'd have to go to 40 to beat.
Sorry, you're right. Okay. All right. Tie here.
Mm-hmm.
Go.
All right. Here we go. One, two, three.
Oh, yeah! Yeah!
Wow.
Wow.
Nicely done.
Congratulations.
Very, very nice.
Now, for the whole enchilada.
This could be the winning bid.
Move past five more. Move back five more.
This will be a total of 40 paces apart.
Right.
Right. One, two, three, four, five.
Holler down at Chris.
No!
They're doing it right.
Uh-huh. Of course, you realize he could really be right. 50 feet away, and she could be throwing the phone to someone who's standing 2 feet in front of her.
And then he runs over and catches it.
We have no idea.
No. It's a game rife with possibilities of corruption,
yes.
But aren't they all?
Of course. I mean, people are even calling in already saying...
that they're lying?
Oh, hold on here, and here's why. Rachel, what town in Maryland are you calling from?
Annapolis, Maryland.
We have someone calling saying it's raining in Annapolis, so you must be lying.
Technically, I live in Arnold.
All right, you're in Arnold.
Oh, okay. Move.
That's all right.
Either way, make this throw, and you're the big winner. You get the $200, and you get the Richmond International tickets. And
yell
you get
down
the,
at Chris again.
CD thing. Mm-hmm.
Yell down at Chris so we can hear how far away he is.
He's there. Hello?
Hey. Hold on. I heard something. Yeah, Let me tell you what I heard.
So
I heard Rachel say, move back, move back. So what they've done is, and let me explain because now I have the ultimate crap detector. What has happened is after we have Chris say hello, he moves closely.
No.
He moves up, you mean.
Yes, he moves closer.
Yeah.
Rachel, tell us the truth.
Is Mike's theory true or false?
I swear to God, we're far apart. He's down by my second neighbor's house.
Rachel, darling, why did you, who did you tell to move back?
Nobody.
Why did I hear that then?
You didn't hear me move back.
Okay. Throw the phone to Chris.
All right. You ready?
Count of three.
One, two, three.
BS.
BS.
Total.
Okay.
And you're from that part of the Annapolis area, too, where we've had imposters before. Anywhere from Deal through Edgewater.
I wouldn't remember, Mike.
What can I do to prove it?
Nothing.
Throw your phone in the river.
That's funny.
Okay, Rob.
Okay, Rob. Yeah.
You know what? Move five more people. Or hold on. Stop right where you are.
Uh-huh.
How far is she from you? Guesstimated, please.
I'd say 35, 40 feet.
Okay, then throw the phone to her one last time.
All right, here you go. You ready?
And when you throw the phone, go, hey.
Yes. Thank you, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Thank Mike. There you go. Just
right,
give out a big scream.
One, two, three.
Dead phone.
Now, what does that mean?
It means it probably hit the ground.
So that mean you believe them now?
It means I believe them now. When we finally figured out a strategy to make sure they were apart.
And now it's too late.
Pretty fascinating, yes.
Well, that's how we play.
I had a great time.
It's one of those games where there are no winners because there are no winners. Remember, there are no losers on Cell Phone Catch because there are no winners on Cell Phone Catch.
I believe that the final time he did it was the first time he did it legitimately.
We'll try this again at some point in the future.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Wish we could spend the rest of the show doing it.
So do I, Mike, but we have an appointment. We must keep with greatness.
Yes.
Pastor Harry is coming back on the show.
Pastor Harry, predictor of the apocalypse.
You remember he fought on 666, that was it, that it was going to end. We said, if we're still here after 666, will you come on the show?
Now, unlike our cell phone toss game players, I believed Pastor Harry.
Right.
Yeah, right.
I'm counting my chickens that I'm still here, Don.
Me too.
I'm so happy.
And don't forget, everybody that played on Cell Phone Catch Toss gets absolutely dick. And
the phone really breaks.
Mark Goodson, Bill Todman production.
They do for Gambit.
On most of these NBC stations.
CBS stations.
Sorry.
CBS
portions
stations.
Not affecting the outcome.
Have been edited for broadcast.
Now y'all became Rob-like there.
I know.
You really did.
I can't believe you guys.
Without the written consent of Major League Baseball. Okay, Pastor Harry, what do we come right back?
Number 15 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Sometimes that shark, he looks right into you. Right into your eyes. You know the thing about a shark? He's got lifeless eyes. Black eyes, like a doll's eyes. When he comes at you, he doesn't seem to be living until he bites you. And those black eyes roll over white, and then... Oh, then you hear that terrible high-pitched screaming. The ocean turns red, and despite all the pounding and the hollering, they all come in and they rip you to pieces.
The Don and Mike Show.
Both the cause and the cure for an ice cream headache. The Don and Mike Show.
We don't have time for it right now, but I'll tell you that I saw outside about the most retarded thing I've seen in a while. Mike and Buzz doing some type of scientific experiment.
Yes.
Seeing how far away 40 paces actually is.
It's a fur piece, Don.
Yeah.
Be tough to throw that cell phone that distance
really
to make it successful.
That's why there were no winners.
That's right.
On
That's right.
Cell phone toss, catch, whatever it is. But maybe tomorrow at the beginning of the show,
right,
we'll put Joshua Tree and Joe outside.
Very good.
To see really what it's like when they're throwing phones around.
I think, you know, and Buzz said he was taking small steps. I was taking kind of normal paces, but it was a very interesting experiment. And we love playing Mr. Science.
And also keep in mind, if you've listened to the whole show today,
yes,
I'm very proud of this. I just want to mention this, that we went over 1 hour and 15 minutes in our opening segment.
Wow.
Yet, hold on.
Right.
Seamlessly, we are actually at this point in the show ahead of where we normally are.
Fantastico.
Meaning that, yes, when it's time for Buzz's news and comments, he's going to get more than his usual
good
5 minutes.
Okay. We'll be on time.
Be prepared for 6 minutes, Buzz.
All right.
I kid, of course, because... I can't think of anything else to say.
Because you love.
Yes, you'll have lots of time.
Cool.
But Feist,
yes,
we want to catch up with Pastor Harry.
Yes.
We had him on the show sometime before this week, obviously with the 666 thing. When did we have him on?
About 2 months ago.
2 months ago. Thank you, Rob. Of course, Pastor Harry believes the whole 666 thing.
And we all know what happened to that.
Yeah. But the world was coming to an end, and we said, can we get you on the show after 666 to see what happens? And here he is now, a man of his word.
Mm-hmm.
Here is Pastor Harry. Hey, Pastor Harry.
Hey, hello, how are you?
Hey.
Pastor Harry, you sound a little down. Are you disappointed you didn't have the rapture?
No, not at all. I'm just a little tired. I've done about 75 interviews in 30 hours.
Wow. Are most of those interviews focusing on the fact that you were wrong?
Well, I wasn't wrong. That's the whole
question. Of course you were wrong.
Here's the question we have.
Let me explain what I said.
Hey, what happened?
I said back in March that one of two things was going to happen on 6606 according to the Bible code. I said either the Antichrist himself would be on the world scene, or I would reveal his name and identity for the first time in history.
Okay, well...
That's exactly what I did.
Well, then, who is it?
Okay, the Antichrist, you know, if you listen to the theology of Hal Lindsey, Left Behind Books, Jerry Falwell, Pat Robertson, you're looking for a politician, and you're all mistaken.
Hold on, I want to showbiz this up a little bit.
This is a big deal, because we have not heard this, Pastor Harry, so we want to make a big deal of this, okay?
Well, this is everywhere.
There's your timpani. We're giving you a timpani in the background.
Let me guess. Is it Scott Baio?
No, the Antichrist does not come as a politician. He's not a known person in the world today.
Not a known person. You better have a name.
Oh, I have a name, all right.
Okay, who is it?
He comes as the fifth Buddha. Now, all religions...
The fifth Buddha. Billy
Buddha.
Preston?
All religions in the world today await the coming of a savior, but they call him by different names.
The name of the band was the Buddhas.
Right?
Hello, I'm John, I'm Paul, we're the Buddhas.
Buddha Mania.
Listen to this.
Yeah? Hold on. It's the fifth Buddha.
The fifth Buddha, right. Now, the Muslims await the coming of Imam Mahdi. The Christians believe and argue about the return of Christ.
Now, I read an article that had
You're so crazy, Pastor Harry.
I read an article out of, I think it was GQ Magazine, that had pictures of a guy, this kid that they claim is the new Buddha, that's sitting under a tree. Is that the person we're talking about?
That's not the person sitting, little kid under a tree.
All right.
But this guy will come and unite all religions together as one.
Harry and Satan sitting under a tree. K-I-S-S-I-N-G.
I'll tell you his name and why he's the Antichrist.
All right, go ahead. We're waiting for the name.
Hell. Then comes a little baby with a tail and a baby carriage.
Revelation.
Revelation.
And broken.
Yes.
And here's the code. It says in Revelation 13, here is wisdom, that he who has understanding calculate the number of the beast.
Harry.
For his number is that of a man, and his number is 666.
What is his name?
Nothing happened, though.
I'm saying his name will calculate to 600.
Well, wait a minute. You're not revealing his name. You said you were going to reveal his name.
Right now. You ready?
Huh?
Here is the name of the Antichrist.
Okay, finally. Now we're getting
started. Okay, here we go. He comes as the fifth Buddha, and his name is Maitreya or Maitreya. That is the name of the biblical Antichrist.
Now, hold on. That's like a one-name person, like Cher or Liberace or Ludacris.
Exactly. And maybe they do that to copy after him, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Maitreya, is he in the world right now?
Is that his stage name?
He is somewhere in the world today, in obscurity.
In obscurity?
Because...
You know what, Harry? I got to tell you, I just have to jump in. You're full of it. If
you finish and we'll see. Well, let me just talk a minute.
If your man Bouillabaisse was going to make himself known, he would have done it on 666.
No, he wouldn't, because he can't, and I'll explain why.
Mm.
See, because he's being restrained by God. And when God raptures his faithful followers into heaven, then he will be revealed.
Has God got him in a chokehold right now?
Well, no chokehold, but he's got him in something. Mm. Now, there is a global movement to bring the followers of this person to bring him forth into the world.
Of the Buddha.
Millions of people await his coming from all religions.
Well, wait a minute. You said you were going to announce his name, but he hasn't come yet?
What is his name? His name was like Mandarin or something.
Maitai.
He's not on the world scene yet, but he's here.
Oh, he's not on the world scene.
What does that mean? You're talking double talk here.
He has a global following.
A global following like religion, or there is an Antichrist in our midst, somebody that is existing on Earth now.
But they don't think he's evil. They think he's a good guy.
But he exists.
He exists.
All right, let me have at this guy for just a second.
Okay.
All right, if he exists and people are following him, then you should know where and who he is.
They're following the movement, his teachings, his...
Why do they need to follow a movement if he exists in the world? Why has he not been identified?
It's very simple. They follow a movement. He's got a spokesman that travels all around the world.
The movement, it was on your shoulder.
The nation yesterday, and they're awaiting coming.
The line on Hey Jude.
Awaiting his coming.
Did you expect the world to blow up on 6606?
You did.
Not at all. I said what
you liar.
Don't say not at all.
You liar.
One of two things would happen.
Right.
Antichrist would be revealed, or I would reveal who he is.
Well, wait a minute.
Exactly what I said.
Hold on a second.
Yes.
If you knew this was just covering your ass, if you were not going to, you know, really, if the world didn't come to an end.
Nope, I didn't say the world would come to an end.
Pastor?
I said one of two things would happen. I was following the Bible code. It wasn't clear which would happen.
Face it, Pastor Harry. Face it. Your guy's a pussy. He didn't show.
Well, hey, he's being restrained. And when he
don't, you know what you say? You don't bring a knife to a gunfight, son.
Well, that's right.
That's what God just said to
Satan. So you say this fifth Buddha will soon announce himself as the savior of all religions. And when is that going to happen?
It will happen when two events occur.
What?
When the Dome of the Rock Mosque is detonated in Jerusalem and the Muslims declare a holy war against Israel.
Christ.
A lot of the Muslims have already declared a holy war against Israel.
To rapture.
How about when the Chicago Cubs win the World Series? How about that? How about something I can wrap my hands around?
That involves hell and a lot of ice.
Oh, I'm just, you know, anything. How about the show we making the cut at the U.S. Open? How about that?
Year. I think maybe next year for that.
He may come in the next few months.
Do you think that there's a possibility that he is a she and that she is actually Michelle Wee, famous Hawaiian golfing chick?
There's ancient statues of him, and on our site
there's
satansrapture.com. You can read all about him and see the ancient statues of him.
Right,
ancient statues. Hey, what happens when all this when this guy shows up now? Is that when the world's going to blow up?
The world is not going to just blow up, no. It's going to go through a period of great tribulation and destruction.
Like it hasn't already? So this ain't going to happen in my lifetime, right?
Oh, this will happen in your lifetime.
Oh, you're so...
Say 5 or 10 more years, 2 more years.
Oh, so you bought yourself
five or ten or two. Which is it, five or ten or two?
We don't know the exact day or hour. We just know how close we are.
Pastor Harry.
Yes.
Do you worry that when you die, that you're going to get up if there are these pearly gates, and God's not going to be really happy about you kind of talking about all this rapture and stuff like that? Do you ever think about that, Pastor Harry? If you're wrong, if you're wrong.
Just in case.
If I'm wrong about, you mean everything about Christianity?
Right. Right, because you've been wrong probably
many times.
He's
a benevolent, he's an understanding, a forgiving God.
Very valid question.
Okay, answer it, please.
If I'm wrong about everything to do with Christianity, then that means this coming guy is the good guy, and Satan's the good guy, and I'm sure it'll accept me into their fold.
Now, hold on. If you're wrong, that means you would go to heaven.
Oh, I would go to a Buddha heaven if I'm wrong about the Bible.
Hold on. Aren't you going to go to the heaven that I'm picturing that has either George Burns or Charlton Heston wearing a wig?
I don't know if that's heaven. I don't know.
With a big robe? Are you anti-Buddhism? Is that what you're against, Pastor Harry?
No, because this religion of the coming Buddha isn't mainstream Buddhism as we know it.
Is this radical Buddhism?
It's esoteric Buddhism.
I do want to tell you something.
Mystical
okay.
Buddhism.
Mike got a little serious on your ass. I'll get serious on your ass now, too. I think that you're going to be put in that special category of heaven. Because I think everybody goes to heaven, even the worst people in our society. Even the mass murderers. I'm sorry to say that. I think everybody goes to heaven. You're just going to be on a level... not as low as the worst of the worst, but you're going to be in, how do I put this kindly? You're going to be in God's rubber room.
God's rubber room. Well, I'm glad that he
is. This is Don's new faith that he is starting. This is the church of the Make It Up As You Go Along, and we are...
No, what have I always said?
I know.
I've always said, I think...
You've always said a certain thing. It's like there, but then you add on to it when you throw things like rubber room in.
Even like the worst guys,
right?
Like, you know, like the guy that we killed today in Iraq.
Yes.
Okay, that guy?
Zarqawi.
He goes to heaven, but he's got to go down there, and he's got to, like, BF Hitler for a while, okay?
Zarqawi's in heaven.
What?
You believe Zarqawi's in heaven.
I believe that God forgives everybody, even creeps like you and, yes, creeps like him, although I think there are layers of heaven.
But you're a very righteous, beautiful person. You don't do any wrong, right?
You're goddamn right about that. I'm perfect, Jack.
Look at that. Another perfect person.
Mm-hmm.
You should try out for Pope. They're looking for another perfect person.
I would, except there's not enough poontang in it for me. I like getting laid too much.
Well, the Da Vinci Code, they say Jesus was married. There you go. You could be the popes used to be married. They were popes were married for 600 years.
Right. You know, I'm not sure whether you're just a carny or a nut. I'm not sure which category it falls in.
You may actually be like in God's retard ward.
I don't know. Maybe he's very
that's
happy
too
with
part
me.
Of your religion that it would have that ward.
Well, yes,
the special ward.
Special ward.
Institutional inequality.
Yeah, that's right. Something like one flew over the cuckoo's nest.
I truly enjoy the way your religion develops. I really do.
Hey, you guys don't believe in the Bible code, do you?
The Bible code? I think that the Bible...
I believe in the Boy Scout code.
I believe the Bible has many things in it that you can take out that are of value, and it has many different interpretations, including some that are way out there.
Buzz, what's your code?
My code, drink Ovaltine.
Ovaltine.
Drink Ovaltine. That's
drink
Buzz,
your Ovaltine.
That's Buzz's code, but that's
from the Christmas story.
Yeah, drink Bible. Drink your Ovaltine.
Text in the Bible that
little
we can find with computers.
Pardon me?
What?
You believe the Bible's computer encoded with messages that we can find with computers?
They didn't.
Sure.
Do you, Pastor Harry?
Of course. Let me tell you a code I found back a little while ago.
Hey, Harry?
I found the name of Zarqawi.
Let me tell you a code I
Chris
found.
Crossed the name of Nick Berg
second
with the head by knife.
It's a code called, I'm going to play a tape over you while you're talking. Go ahead. What were you saying?
Man, a tape over or
to bring good news
I
to
said,
his people.
Zarqawi.
He made it up. Code.
Please go ahead. We're all ears.
Really?
Yes, please continue.
Okay, I said Zarqawi is the Bible code.
News and comments. What's up tonight?
Tonight, killing Al-Qaeda leaders will save you money. And Tom Cruise has the cooties.
Ew!
Stay tuned for news and comments coming up on
the
Don and
Mike
Show.
Interview.
I think you make some sense there.
Hold on, I got to turn the microphones back.
I think you make some sense there,
you make
Pastor.
A lot of sense, Pastor.
Oh, you're still there. I thought you cut me off.
No.
Why would we do that?
I don't know.
That would be unpenny, and that would be juvenile.
Yes. It must have taken a long time to figure out that code.
No, it really didn't. And I had another code that said my name on June 6, 666, prophecy or prophet. And that's when I knew to make this revelation about who the Antichrist is.
I'm getting a message right now. You,
the religious world is going nuts on me.
Are an ass.
You know that? The religious world's very angry. Now.
You are an ass.
Ooh.
Scared kids.
Pastor Harry,
come on now.
You know, it is true, you say all these things, we argue quite a bit, but you are pleasant to talk to. I was wondering,
and that's just Mike's opinion.
Is there anything coming up where, you know, like in the near future where we could call you and, you know, bust your chops about that in the
future? Are you going to be on To Catch a Predator? Anytime soon?
I don't know what that is.
No, it's a show on Dateline. Don't worry about it. You don't want to tip him off.
I'm sure that they're going to be finding you soon enough.
Right.
I know what show you're talking about.
Are you going to go see The Omen?
As a matter of fact, yes, I plan to
good.
See The Omen.
Very good.
Can I tell you the ending?
I already know the ending.
How does it end?
It's a remake.
Yeah. How does it end again?
How about if any religious questions came up on the show? Could we call you for your thoughts?
Yes, you could. In fact, if you ever see the Dome of the Rock Mosque detonated across the news, you can call me and I'll tell you what.
Rob, remember that? Make a mental note. Right. The Dome of the Rock Mosque.
I'll probably call Jerusalem. You
is that in Cleveland? Because Cleveland rocks.
Jerusalem.
Oh, Jerusalem.
See what's going on across the Muslim world today, right now?
Yeah.
How we
right.
did, and the Muslim world's in mourning. They're
always a pleasure, Pastor Harry.
Yeah, you guys are different.
Big ass, with a big ass. Yeah, thank you. Bye bye, Tool.
Thank you.
Bye bye. See ya.
He's fun.
I like him.
Ass munch.
He's a great ass.
He's a great ass munch.
Stand by for Buzz's News. That was all very...
did he say it? Yeah.
Yeah.
That was...
Yeah, he threw me off. Professional.
Number 15 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show. Don and Mike, 3FM.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Yes.
The Don and Mike What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Stop it, you.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
I'm not doing that.
Oh, no. And some
What's that?
Recaps news in pleasing baritone. Stay tuned for this and more.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
I just did that, but the other two times I did it by itself.
The radio equivalent of foul-smelling discharge. The Don and Mike Show.
Jesus. Time for Buzz's News now and comments. Buzz brought to us tonight by the Visa Business Card. Business takes efficiency. Whether you pay by debit or credit, Visa Business helps you get things done. Your business, your life. Life takes Visa. Now here is Buzz. And again, let me just say, mwah, 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 mwah. Kudos to me.
Yes.
Kissing myself. You know why?
Why?
Because it's 6:13.
You're it.
And we're not all jacked up and backed up like a septic tank with overflowing.
You did it.
You worked some kind of like magic. Commercials.
Yeah,
look at that. How'd that happen?
The time magician.
How the hell did that happen?
It was really remarkable.
I think we're all agreed.
Anyway,
it was really remarkable.
Normally when we start the show with over an hour of talk,
right.
By this point we're screwed.
Well, and you did it in a balanced way where I didn't feel like we shortchanged anybody today.
No, except the people that were listening between 4:30 and 5:15. Here now is Buzz. Hi,
hi, Don and Mike.
First,
try to give a guy a little help, you know?
Yeah.
Everybody's got to get jipped sometime on this show. That's kind of our motto.
That's right.
We jip everybody.
Uh-huh. All the jip.
First, and quite seriously, a big salute to our military personnel for taking out the biggest troublemaker in Iraq, Al-Qaeda leader.
George Bush doesn't care about black people.
Abu Mossad al-Zarqawi, a precision airstrike killed the man who led suicide bombings and beheadings. And that's considered a big victory.
You know, I would agree, especially since the bounty on his head was $25 million.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it reminded me that we have done strikes like this before where these guys get out. And so it's really, you know, it's great intelligence, it's great work by the military, and then you got to be, you know, you got to do it just right, and they got him.
Although,
and I mean, my God, who didn't want to see this guy go down?
Maybe you got some more information on this. The last thing that I had read before I came in today was that, yes, we did kill this guy, it's great.
Right.
However, it's not like we knew exactly where he was, that we got some intel from someone who said somebody else was going to be there, like one of his friends, and they thought, well,
that's who he travels with the most.
As long as the friend is there, if there's a chance the friend's there, we'll just blow the friggin' place up.
And the way, the other thing that I heard that I thought was the most interesting was that his last videotape that he made gave the intelligence community, whoever's working on this, clues, which is amazing to me. Because, I mean, you know, it looks like the same Adobe wall that these guys broadcast from. So that's cool.
And while I agree with everybody that it's great. Mm-hmm. It's good for the morale of America. Yes. It's good for our troops' morale.
Right.
It's
good for our president.
It is. Yeah, it is. It is.
True. You got to say that. I say that from somebody who doesn't like our president.
They say this
much.
Is as big as getting Hussein.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Which is why, and I don't want to appear that I'm throwing water on and I'm not being a next step.
Right. No, fine.
Hey, here's my question. We caught the guy.
Uh-huh.
War ain't over yet.
Oh, everybody said that. In fairness to all the people that are in the administration, they said that.
It's good we caught him, but we also caught Saddam Hussein when he was living in that bunny hole.
Right.
And it's not like stuff has stopped since we yanked him out of that hole.
Well, I think we've learned one thing that this administration has learned is that you don't say mission accomplished after you get something like this. I hope that everybody that is indicating this could cause a slowdown in some of the insurgencies. I hope it's true.
Yeah,
I don't necessarily believe whether it's true. Because it seems to me that when you get a guy like Zarqawi, that there are other Zarqawis just ready to jump right in and take over.
Exactly.
I hope it's not true. I hope it really does cripple it.
He becomes a martyr, but who knows? Yeah. Hey, listen, better that than, again, it's like, where are the bad guys? We don't know.
Right, yeah.
Better that one time, and boy, oh boy, this morning when Bush came on TV at 7:30, no less. So he breaks into Today, Good Morning America, everything. He was up there. He wanted so much to jump up and down and just say, yeah, I did something right. We did it.
You could see him suppress a smile.
But, oh, my God, he was actually just sitting there. I don't know which channel I was watching when they were doing the recap. It might have been Tim Russert. He said something. I think it was that, man, I was watching him off in the corner. Not you couldn't see this on camera. His right foot was tapping like a racehorse.
Like a little tap dance.
So it's like he's trying. They must have said to him before he went out, listen, do not go out there and unzip your pants and whip it out.
Yeah.
You know, be humble. Keep it under control. None of your, Bon Jovi, dead or alive crap.
Right.
Just go out and say we caught a bad guy.
Mm. And, you know, no matter whether you're pro-war, anti-war, this guy was the face of that very first beheading. And
he's the guy that cut the heads off personally.
They said that he personally cut the head off Nick Berg. And just to see this guy finally, you know, it's weird.
Right.
But the other half of me, when you see the picture, you know, which they put up and they unveil the picture like with a big, with curtains and stuff like that. It's just that's weird too. It just makes me realize what we're in the middle of.
Yeah.
And it's not good. Any way you look at it, it's still not a good situation.
There will likely be retaliation. In the meantime, you will save pennies at the pump. The price of oil immediately fell on the news of Zarqawi's death. It fell to below $70 a barrel for the first time in 2 weeks.
How do that work, Buzz?
The oil investors get very, very nervous whether it's Iran.
Just kidding.
All right. Well, then we'll move on.
Okay.
But if you have a question, you know, feel free.
Yeah, and speaking of that picture, you know, for a guy that had 2 500-pound bombs dropped on him, at least the face.
Yeah. Pretty good.
Pretty good. Well, not like Ubi and Doobie, you know,
Ume and Fred, who were the...
Ume and Kuse didn't look too good.
Right. Lenny and Squeaky.
Right.
At this morning's National Hispanic Prayer Breakfast here in Washington, President Bush said deporting 12 million illegal immigrants, quote, ain't gonna work. That's after telling immigrants to learn to speak English.
Trying to find you, Fred.
Yesterday's appearance in Omaha.
Where were you?
What? The president wants immigrants to learn to speak English. He said they must be assimilated. The resistance is apparently futile. He said immigrants should, and I quote, learn the language, the history, and the values of America, end quote.
Did he really say assimilated?
No. He did say assimilated. I threw in the part about resistance.
You know what I love about that?
He really did say that.
That's Picard's whole thing, when they turn him into Borg.
Right, assimilate.
You know, the Borg.
You will be assimilated. Perhaps you put something right in the temple.
Assimilated.
The Borg.
Anyway, he said immigrants should learn the language and the culture of this country, and he said this at a school that's already teaching exactly those things.
I think that's going to happen pretty quickly.
And then, after he told them to learn English, he spoke mostly in Spanish as he passed among the students, even though their teacher would only address them in English.
We don't need no badges. I don't have to show you any stinking bushes.
There you go. Comforting news for the people of Louisiana, still shaken by Hurricane Katrina. One of their senators, Republican David Vitter, has indicated that gay marriage is a more important issue than what the state has lost to Katrina or Iraq. At this week's vote on the gay marriage ban, Vitter said, and I quote, "I don't believe there's any issue more important than this one." End quote.
Let me just say to you, obviously you've never spent the night with someone very special in the Crescent City.
No.
To be laying, as Mike puts it, face down, ass up, in a gutter on Bourbon Street.
Oh, ouch.
Priceless. I'm telling you, bud, you don't know.
Sounds painful.
You don't. It. So did the hurricane.
Yes.
The sights, the sounds, and most importantly, the smell.
Most importantly.
The taste.
No.
Face down.
Yes. That's when you open your mouth and drool.
There's so many things that are so much better.
You know, I got an old house, and I realized, you know how I realized the floor was not level?
How?
I woke up, I had a really good night's sleep last night, and I woke up, and the drool was going back towards my eye.
Really?
There's no way that happens unless the bed's not level.
You live in a fun house, don't you?
I get a phone call. Never mind. Some ass keeps calling. Hi there.
Hi. The Democrats, meanwhile, have realized that Republican incompetence alone will not get them a majority in Congress this fall. So yesterday, Democratic recruiters in the nation's capital were outside a strip club in Washington working the clientele for support.
Wow. No problem with a little smell back there, Rob? You know what that's called? Healthy living, my friend.
That guy called again. Well, for precious teeth.
Democrats, of course, long for a return to the days of Camelot, which is perhaps why they chose D.C.'s Camelot Club as a recruiting spot.
Normally doesn't travel upwind, but it did this time.
Plus, they were there anyway.
How you doing, Pod? I'm Kettle.
How are you? That really stinks.
What, my fart?
Yes.
Okay, this is bolder than just in from Mike O'Mara. My fart stinks.
Yep.
After over 20 years together.
That may be the worst I've ever smelled in my entire life.
Wow.
Liar.
I just tweaked it up because you said that.
Liar. There's been plenty worse. Plenty worse.
What's there for lunch?
A Hot Pocket.
Yeah, that does it to you. Trust me, I know.
There's a Hot Pocket in the room now.
Jesus, Don.
The most stolen cars in America when we return.
Hold on.
Oh, no.
Phone call.
Hey, answer that, would you, Rob?
No.
Don't let it go to voicemail.
Now, here's the weird thing.
Huh? What?
That one smells great.
They alternate.
What's next, bud?
The most stolen cars in America.
Oh, I got you. We'll be right back.
Number 15 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
You know, a lot of shows come out of the gate big, but do you think this will last?
Totally. Everybody is talking about this show.
Yeah.
It's huge.
Yeah, I mean, it's got buzz and all that, but it's also really good. So when people do show up, they see how great it is.
The Don and Mike Show.
Celebrating the year of the ass, the Don and Mike Show.
And now here is Buzz Hernandez. Hello, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Oh, memo to Tom Cruise. Oh, we don't hate you. We just need you to sit down and be quiet for
a
while. Tom should stay completely out of the public eye for at least a year, according to a prominent Hollywood agent quoted in a prominent Hollywood trade paper. The agent says Tom has the cooties. On the plus side, his latest movie's made over $300 million in just 3 weeks.
Well, I've seen that that wipe of his with the lip. You know, when she has that stuff on the lip, and they claimed it was some kind of razor burn?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or like kissing, you know.
Right.
It was not razor burn.
Stubble burn.
But stubble burn. Right.
Mm-hmm.
No, you know what it was. Starts with H, ends with P. It's a friend known as herpes.
Herpetia.
Herpetic. Mm-hmm. Her herpetic lip. The herpetic lip of Katie Holmes.
Son of Leigh Holmes.
Leigh Holmes.
Daughter of Leigh Holmes.
The Eastern Assassin.
I love Leigh Holmes.
On a plus side for Tom, his latest movie made $300 million in 3 weeks. On the side Tom doesn't see, a cartoon with talking squirrels is about to top that figure. And Tom's contract with Paramount runs out this summer. Quoting a marketing executive, he needs to go away.
You know, I would tend to agree with that if he just, because the last year, he was just out of control with all this stuff with her and jumping on the couch.
Right.
I mean, that's really pretty true. If he just doesn't do anything this summer, and if I mean if it doesn't do anything stupid, he'd come back with a good movie in the fall, and everybody will just go, okay, he's kind of crazy. But
I mean, there are movie stars that can actually do tremendous PR and go on the, you know, every talk show and again and again and again, but unfortunately, Tom Cruise is a bit of an ass, so that's why he can't do that.
Hasn't managed it so far. They say, people in Hollywood quoted in this article in Daily Variety, said that he has a little trouble facing reality.
You know who is just super?
Who?
George Clooney. George Clooney could
go
on. George Clooney could go on a talk show a week.
Yeah.
For an entire year and nobody would get sick
never
of
get
him.
Tired of him.
You know all he really has to just promote? Is those big Italian tomatoes in his pants. Are those big? What country does he live in?
He is, you're Italy. You had Italy. Lake Como.
His big, like Como, like Homo.
That's the name of the lake.
Big Italian tomatoes, Lake Como.
Hello, George.
You're brilliant with Conan.
How long has it been, John?
Been since what?
How long have you been loony for Clooney?
A Clooney-ac? Quoting a studio executive about...
Clooney's gooey.
About Tom Cruise.
Clooney's goonies.
Some in Hollywood are not so sure Tom Cruise can make a comeback. Quoting a studio executive,
Clooney blew me.
Generations have their icons. My kid doesn't give an S about Tom Cruise.
End, don't we wish.
End quote. Well, for the fourth year in a row, the Cadillac Escalade topped the list of the most stolen cars in America. The four-wheel drive Mitsubishi Lancer Evolution is second. The Dodge Ram 1500 Quad Cab is third. Your four-wheel drive Ford F-250s and 350s are fourth. And the Chrysler Sebring 8.5 rounds out the top five.
Well, I ain't bragging. I told you, I own an Escalade. Bought one before it was cool to buy one.
Right.
I've got a great theft deterrent system. Anybody gets in my car, immediately you're going to hear very loud whatever bad 70s CD is in there. I can't imagine even the most experienced of cat burglars or car thieves getting into my car and immediately, as soon as you hotwire it
at high volume,
you would hear something like
Heartbeat, It's a Love Beat.
That's a good example.
Like Osmond, sure.
By the DeFranco family.
Oh, that's right.
You have the DeFranco family alarm in your car. And that's a great example.
Or perhaps Rose Garden by Lynn Anderson.
That's a good one.
Fantastic.
Sure.
Anything by the Gay City Rollers.
They're speeding along the highway. Listen to that. Dun, 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 dun. I can't stand it.
That's it. And they just say, I don't care how beautiful and immaculate this car is.
Yeah, right. Very clean.
I must get out of this vehicle.
Mm-hmm. Can't stand it. In the bottom five, the least stolen vehicle in America is the Ford Taurus wagon. I don't get that.
Oh, the CLI Taurus.
That's right. Also in the bottom five, LeSabre's and Park Avenues, the Toyota Sienna, and the Pontiac Vibe.
They have a good theft deterrent system on that Ford. They made the Ford logo bigger.
Yeah.
Rob is anti-Ford.
I like that, though.
He's a GM guy.
And it varies from place to place. In New York, Maximas get popped a lot, and the Lexus. Here in D.C., it's the Dodge Stratus and its cousins, the Chrysler Sebring and the Plymouth Breeze.
Hmm.
That's odd. What you're about to hear...
Why is that odd?
Well, I don't know. I just didn't think of the Chrysler Sebring or the Plymouth Breeze as being hot cars. Maybe it's me.
You know, sometimes it's not... We've had these stories before. It's not that they're hot cars. It's that they're easy to steal.
Or the parts
right,
are worth a lot of money.
And that's what it's about, because they're interchangeable. Oh, I just turned myself on. What you're about to hear...
Isn't that kind of a change?
Well, that never happens. Exactly.
Isn't that kind of a 180 for you, Buzz?
Yeah, that's just... write that down, because that doesn't happen often.
Normally, it's the opposite. Day in, day out.
Oh, I can't stop it.
Turning himself on.
What you're about to hear is a cockamamie lie, according to the federal air marshal, who's accused of sleeping on a flight to Washington, D.C. The accuser is a former senior flight attendant with United Airlines. She says Tony Hedges, who heads up the Denver field office, slept through an early morning flight just over 2 years ago, which means he wasn't watching his loaded gun. You're just hearing about it now because the head attendant on that flight says she reported it and nothing happened. Fellow agents say they never would have gotten away with this, and they say the double standard for management is why morale is so bad. Now, though, the Washington office is investigating.
Mr. Murphy.
Marshall Murphy.
Marshall Murphy. Seriously.
Air Marshal.
You have to wake up, Air Marshal.
There's a man on the plane with a box cutter.
Hello. Marshall Murphy.
Denny.
There's a man who just lit his shoe on fire.
Denny.
Marshall Murphy.
Anyway, it goes on and on.
Yes, it does. A recent story about a small plane pilot and a snake included the words, "Keep flying the airplane." Well, that's what 61-year-old Jack Francis did as he flew his wife and a couple of friends from Nevada to their homes in Utah. During the flight, Jack suffered a heart attack, but he kept flying the airplane at least long enough to make a safe landing on a highway, saving the lives of his passengers. And then he died.
Ooh.
It's the time of year that students
try the Marriott Burger.
Hey, what is that?
They can't all have happy endings, you know?
Mean? It's not really a beer. It's a TV set.
It's the only tape we had of a 61-year-old guy.
Oh, we all laugh together. It's the time of year students glue doors shut so nobody can take the finals or put a goat on the roof. But my favorite graduation stunt so far this year has resulted in criminal charges in Saginaw, Michigan.
Or when you burn some guy's anus so bad. Oh, but hold on, that was Mike at AU, I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah, that was, and that was really not graduation, it was just fun.
It's just a regular Saturday night.
Regular evening.
Filling a request.
Yeah.
A couple of kids decided in Saginaw that when they took the stage to receive their diplomas, that instead of shaking the principal's hand, they'd grab his ass and give it a little rub. The principal is apparently the only one who doesn't find this funny.
Is it a female principal?
No, it's a male principal.
Oh, come on.
Even funnier, right?
Right.
Come on.
Now, the principal admits he called the police because, well, now that they've graduated, he can't punish them the way he could, say, last Friday.
Grabbed his ass.
So he's charged them with fourth-degree sexual misconduct.
Oh, God.
Principal Smith says there should be a consequence, and he says it's important to set an example. So this never happens again.
Oh, boy.
I love it when a guy who smokes cigarettes and drinks whiskey lives to be 110. Dateline, Eastbourne, England. Henry Allingham also survived World War I to become the oldest living man in Great Britain. Live day to day, says Henry. Never think about what tomorrow will bring. He says the secret to his long life are the aforementioned whiskey and cigarettes.
There we go.
And, quoting Henry, wild, wild women.
Hello. You think he washes his balls as much as you do?
Twice a day.
Well, he's from England.
But
no, then,
thank you, Mike. That
twice
means
a
never.
Month.
Yeah. That means never. Buzz told us earlier today he washes his ball for 25 minutes a day.
That's right. Is that too long, do you think?
So, I think it's a little excessive.
They've never been shinier.
Mm-hmm.
More tales of sex and pain when we come back.
Sex and pain.
All right, it's a series.
It's just like that thing in the bathroom. You know, more than 30 seconds... you're playing with it.
Exactly. Yeah.
You're standing at a urinal.
Well, shake it more than 3 seconds. You're playing 3 seconds, and you're playing with it.
You're reading my code.
That's the rule. Did you think?
I thought it was 30, Mike. I'm sorry. Everybody must think I'm playing with myself all the time.
You thought it was 30.
Now I'm totally embarrassed. My whole life, I've been living on a 30-second plan, and you're telling me it's one-tenth of that.
If you didn't know the rule, then it's fine. It's okay. It's just what people thought.
That's why people call me names all the time.
There you go. Yes, I thought it was 3.
I'm looking at my watch going, ooh,
one,
boy. You know, actually,
two,
it's rather pleasurable.
3.
Like, boy, I'm just getting warmed up by the time you get to 4 or 5.
Yeah, it's very frustrating.
No wonder.
That's it?
Oh, stupid me.
Well, now you can make the correction.
So it's 3.
3, yeah.
3.
It's the one I've heard.
Who can shake in 3?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, really, I think that's excessive. I think maybe 4 or 5.
Do what I do.
What do you do?
Put your hands on your hips and shake it that way.
Oh, okay, Stud.
That explains so much.
Okay, snakes on a plane.
Okay. I brought him keeping dinner down tonight. Just picturing Rob. Just picturing Rob with his shirt off.
Yeah.
Just standing there back like the Jolly Green Giant.
Right.
Just kind of doing a spray thing.
Man, at least you're going side to side. Otherwise, he'll put his eye out.
Again.
Hey, Buzz?
Yeah.
What was next?
Sex and pain.
All right.
Number 15 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Not for long, Jack. Not for long.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt.
It's all been so incredibly
fascinating
and
entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show. All that they desire is friendship and a discreet BF. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Michael likes the BF.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Not me.
Uh-huh.
Exit. Not an entrance.
Yeah, bring it on. You got me
running. Hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Donna, Mike.
Hi.
Finally, in Japan, a Tokyo sex club has a special promotion for during the World Cup Soccer Championship.
Okay, what's that?
The club's three-kick penalty playoff has girls kicking soccer balls at the customer's groins.
Jesus.
The customer's job is to block the kick. If he survives 3 kicks, he gets a discount membership at the club. If he loses, he gets stepped on with high heels. So, in a way, no losers.
Hey, hello, Joe.
And the wife of Philadelphia's Howard Randall believed he was cheating on her, so she removed his scrotum and its contents.
Oh.
She didn't use a knife.
Oh, what'd she use?
She ripped it off with her bare hands while he was sound asleep.
Oh, my.
Howard lost a lot of blood, but he's alive. He's had reattachment surgery. We'll see It happened 2 weeks shy of their 11th anniversary. Quoting Howard here, she didn't use no weapon. This was just sheer brute strength and fingernails. She'll probably blame her mental illness. She's bipolar and doesn't take her meds.
I bet she's sounding like Carm Soprano, my handsome man.
I'm going to rip it all off.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
My handsome man. Now. God forgive you.
Okay, that's it. We gotta fly. We'll see y'all tomorrow with a new episode. And blah blah.
Good day to you.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you.
Good day to you, sir.
All right, and you.
Watch me shake it.
Don't put your eye out.
See you tomorrow too.
Number 15 Arbitron rated the Don and Mike Show.